to the playoffs has been a part of life for the last 9 seasons. But if the Bearcats intend on making the playoffs a 10th straight season in a row, they have to take care of business tonight. This is where the action is. In Muscle Shoals, Alabama, on a brand new, renovated football stadium. And tonight, this is where the Bearcats have their chance to make the 2014 state playoffs. This is Friday Night Live. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, by Cyber Broadband, by Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, AK Rentals, Alpha H and Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Ferretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardware. Hello again, everybody. I'm Tommy Warhurst. Welcome to Muscle Shoals, Alabama, where tonight the Coleman Bearcats have their backs against the wall if they expect to make the 2014 state playoffs. They're going to have to get past a scrappy bunch of Trojans from Muscle Shoals who come into tonight 5-2 overall and 3-2 in the region. And Jason Coretti, my partner, is here. And Jason, there's no getting around it tonight. This is a huge football game, a must-win for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Tommy, this is a huge 6A Region 8 matchup tonight. This is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, for the Bearcats. Win, and you've got a chance to make the playoffs for the 10th year in a row. Lose, well, it's time for basketball practice to begin. Coleman must win tonight and have some other teams to lose. Hartzell and Coleman are tied in the region, with Hartzell holding the head-to-head tiebreaker, and Hartzell plays Austin tonight. Muscle Shoals had the off week last week, and Coleman is coming off a stinging 33-13 loss to Decatur, a team that the Muscle Shoals Trojans beat 10-7 at Decatur just 2 weeks ago. We talk about history a lot here on Friday Night Live, and albeit a brief history between these two teams, they have played a total of 12 times starting back in 1986. Coleman holds the edge of a 7-5 lead in the series, with the last meeting coming as a 47-7 loss to his last year's regular season game. Coach Scott Basden in his 7th season as the head coach of the Trojans, and he boasts a record of 61-21. That's a 75% winning percentage. Tommy, that makes Coach Basden the winningest coach in Muscle Shoals history, which dates all the way back to 1961. Muscle Shoals is also last year's runner-up in the Super 6 playoffs. The Trojans get it done on offense by using a modified wing T and rotating 8 different running backs throughout the game. Their leading rusher is number 2 quarterback Landon Smothers. He leads his team with 570 yards and 10 touchdowns on the ground. Defensively, the Trojans run a 4-4 defense, and they are led by a linebacker, number 45, Will Young, who has already racked up 95 tackles this season. Muscle Shoals has won 27 straight games at home. That dates all the way back to November of 2010, and Coach Basden has won 45 of his last 52 contests. That's a pretty solid resume, if you ask me. Tonight, the Bearcats will rely on the offensive line made up of Ben Johnson, Tyler Nunley, Daniel Hunter, Justin Butts, and Jacob Mills. They're going to have to clear the way for Ross Crocker and Will Crenshaw on the ground. And to give Crocker enough time to find this core of receivers made up of Seth Donaldson, Mason Goodwin, Owen Lovell, and Dawson Drake. Defensively, look to hear the names of Sam Calagaris, Connor Moon, Ethan McMahon, Chase Slocum, Bronte Harris, Blake Purifoy, Garrett Cornelius, nose tackle Will Blaylock, and big old Justin Patterson. Justin Patterson played like a man possessed last Friday night, getting 2 sacks in the second half against Decatur, and I look for him to get after number 2, Landon Smothers, all night long. The key to tonight's game for Coleman will be limit mistakes on offense, such as turnovers and penalties, which plagued the Bearcats last week. They need to play a little ball control out there tonight to keep the chains moving, as this is a very stingy Muscle Shoals defense that already has 4 touchdowns, 2 block kicks, and they're plus 4 in the turnover margin this season. Defensively, they've got to stop the run. As I said, Muscle Shoals will have fresh legs in the backfield all night long as they rotate 8 running backs throughout the evening. It's going to be chilly here tonight. Shoals looks like a very intense game is about to shape up. Got a lot of good football tonight as Cold Springs takes on Tarrant. Good Hope goes to North Jackson. Hansville's at Susan Moore. Winfield travels to Holly Pond. West Point, they host Lawrence County. Vinemont travels to Winston County. And Fairview is playing Butler tonight at Oliver Woodard Stadium. We'll bring you updates as they come in, and we'll have the usual SEC rundown and much more at halftime as we get set to watch the Bearcats and the Trojans duke it out in this very important 6A region matchup.
And the Bearcats will have the football to start this 6A Region 8 contest tonight with the Trojans, and the Bearcat offense will look like this. On the offensive line, 6'4", 280 pounds, and a senior, number 53 is Ben Johnson.
6'3", 280 pounds, and a freshman, number 61, is Tyler Dunley. 6'2", 315 pounds, and a senior, number 65, is Daniel Hunter. On the offensive line, 6'1", 240 pounds, and a junior, number 70, is Justin Butts. And also on the offensive line, 6'3", 230 pounds, and a senior, number 77, is Jacob Mills. The receivers, 5'11", 180 pounds, and a senior, number 8, Seth Donaldson. 5'11", 190 pounds, and a senior, number 20, is Mason Goodwin. And 6'4", 205 pounds, and a sophomore, number 1, is Owen Lovell. The running back, 5'10", 175 pounds, and a senior, number 33, Will Crenshaw. And the flanker, 5'9", 160 pounds, and a sophomore, number 12, is Dawson Drake. The quarterback for the Coleman Bearcats, 5'9", 185 pounds, and a sophomore, number 11, is Ross Crocker. Your offense for the Muscle Shoals Trojans. On the offensive line, 6'4", 280 pounds, and a senior, Nicholas DeLuna. 6'1", 225 pounds, and a senior. Number 70 is Ford Etheridge. His twin brother plays the other guard. 6'1", 200 pounds, and a senior. Number 56, Carter Etheridge. The center, 6'2", 240 pounds, and a junior. Number 52, Seth Thornton. And the tackle, 6'1", 251 pounds, and a sophomore. Number 69 is Nicholas Ballantyne. The running backs, 5'4", 150 pounds, and a junior, is number 10, Trey Williams. Also, 6 foot, 165 pounds, and a junior. Number 11 is Doc Wells. 5'10", 185 pounds, and a junior. Number 22 is Carthen Hollingsworth. And number 24, 5'11", 170 pounds, and a freshman is Carlos Davis. And the quarterback for the Muscle Shoals Trojans, 5'11", 170 pounds, and a junior. He wears number 2. His name is Landon Smothers.
It's a mouthful, Tommy. Talking about this offense out here, you got Landon Smothers as the offensive rushing leader. Like I said, he had 570 yards and 10 touchdowns. Right behind him is Doc Wells. He's got 53 carries on the year for 300 yards, but only one touchdown. On the receiving corps, which they don't throw the ball much here at Muscle Shoals, you got Desmond Williams and Trey Williams. They lead with 242 yards and 174 yards, respectively, on the receiving end. So let's see how they come out here tonight and play this Coleman defense that's ready to get bounce back after last week's fall to Decatur.
Rhett Morrison, the 6'3", 175-pound senior, set to kick it away for the Trojans, kicking from left to right. As you listen, the Bearcats have Bronte Harris back deep along with Cade Wynn, and this goes into the end zone. It'll be a touchback, so the Bearcats will take over first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. They'll be moving right to left as you listen here in the first quarter. I'm Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti. Glad you're with us on Friday Night Live on WRJM-LP Coleman.
Tommy, I was looking over these statistics that they provided us with tonight for Muscle Shoals, and one that really stands out to me is they only convert third downs 33% of the time. If this Coleman defense has any chance tonight, they're going to limit them on first and second down and force them into long yardage passing situations and a punt.
On first down, a handoff goes to Crenshaw, and he's wrapped up in the backfield. Going to be about a 5, maybe a 6-yard loss, just a simple kind of trying to run a sweep handoff, Jason, but nothing doing there for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Jacob Harper, number 39, he was in the backfield as soon as Crenshaw got that ball and wrapped him up around the neck, dropped him for about a 1-yard loss behind the line of scrimmage as Coleman comes out in their spread offensive set here.
Second down and 16 for the Bearcats now. 4 wide to the far side of the field, 1 to the near side as the Bearcats work from right to left. Crocker from the shotgun fires out to Crenshaw, complete at the 10. Crenshaw to the 15, breaking tackles at the 20. At to the 24-yard line is Will Crenshaw.
He just threw a flat laser out to the numbers. Crenshaw picked it up. He rambles forward. He picks up about 6 yards there. We're going to have, looks like, third down and about 7 yards here as the Bearcats hurry up to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Football resting on the Bearcat 24-yard line now. They'll send 2 receivers to the near side and 3 to the far side. Crocker will operate out of the shotgun. Bearcats working right to left now. Opening moment to the first quarter. No score between the Bearcats and the Trojans. Crocker from the shotgun loads, fires, complete on the near sideline about the 29-yard line. Is going to be about a yard short of a first down, but a good pitch and catch to number 19. That's Caden Wynn.
Caden Wynn just had a little quick out. He lined up in the slot to the near side of the field about the hash mark, planted his foot, made a great route run that time. Great catch, pitch and catch from Crocker to Wynn. Just wasn't able to pick up the first down. Looks like they're going to punt.
Dalton Yerby in punt formation, but it's a tight one. He's only 7 yards deep. He kind of bobbles the snap, but he gets this one away. A low knuckleball kick bobbled by the Trojans at the 40. Run back to the 45, 50. Heading back across field, 45. Still on his feet, 40, 35, 30, 25. Gets a block at the 20. Still on his feet, 15, 10. Running down to the 6-yard line. But a great punt return for the Muscle Shoals Trojans is Dwan Smith.
Yeah, Smith, he actually bobbled the football where he caught it back about the 35, 40-yard line and made his way to the near side of the field. Picked up a great block by the referee that time. Able to squirt around him and just got some great blocking. Gets him down inside the 10-yard line where Muscle Shoals takes over deep in Coleman territory as the first quarter just gets barely underway.
10 minutes left in the opening quarter. No score between the Trojans and the Bearcats. Friday Night Live coming to you from James F. Moore Stadium in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Beautiful night for football in a beautiful stadium. They tore down everything after last year's season, rebuilt all the bleachers and the press box, and this is an impressive place. On first down and goal for the Trojans, they hand it off in the backfield to Doc Wells. Wells tries to get to the far corner, breaks away from Bearcat at the 6, and slips down to about the 3-yard line before he's run out of bounds.
Yeah, Doc Wells just went on a stretch play from the near side of the field, trying to get around the end to get to the pylon, and he was met over there on the other side by John Conway, and he was having none of it, dropped him right there. He picked up a yard or two, but it was a long run to pick up a yard, that's for sure.
On second down now, second down and goal from the 3 for the Trojans, from the shotgun. Doc Wells takes a handoff again, dives into the end zone for the Trojan touchdown.
Now Doc Wells, a little 3-yard touchdown scamper right up the middle as he just falls forward into the end zone. Nothing fancy about it, just line up and run straight at him, and that's what he did.
And Doc Wells has Dwan Smith to thank on an excellent punt return that put the Trojans in the driver's seat, first and goal from the 6-yard line, 2 carries from Doc Wells, and they're in the end zone here with 9:28 left in the opening quarter. The extra point attempt now from Brett Morrison is up, and it's good. So the clock is stopped with 9:28 left to go in the opening quarter. Your score, Trojans 7, Bearcats nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to James F. Moore Stadium on the campus of Muscle Shoals High School. The Trojans taking a 7-0 lead over the Bearcats. Quick moving for the Trojans. They took a punt return and returned it all the way from their own 35-yard line down to the Bearcats' 6-yard line. 2 carries from Doc Wells, and the Trojans are up now 7-0 over the Bearcats.
As they get set to kick off, you got Caden Wynn and Bronte Harris back deep to receive. As Morrison sends this one deep, deep, deep again, and it's into the end zone. Going to be a touchback, and the Bearcats will take over at the 20-yard line. See if they can get this offense going. That last time, you know, the first play of the game, you get a tackle for loss, and that kind of sets them up where they're working from behind the chains. They were able to get up and back, make it 4th and 2, but ended up having to punt it away. And need a little bit better coverage on that punt coverage that time, but nevertheless, you can't score first all the time, but the Bearcats are hungry now. They come out and spread it out. Let's see what they do here. 1st and 10 from the 20 early in the first quarter.
1st and 10 for the Bearcats now. 2 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side, 2 backs in the backfield. Handoff goes to Crocker. Crocker's across the 20 out to the 25-yard line and knocked down right about the 25, so a good 5-yard carry that time. From Will Quinshaw, the running back. And our apologies. Normally we bring you Coach Britton's pregame interview in a pregame, but they decided to kick off tonight about 10 minutes early. So our pregame was cut short. We'll try to bring that to you at halftime tonight because it's just now 7:01, kickoff set for 7 o'clock, and we've already got a 7-0 Trojan lead and 9 minutes left in the opening quarter. The Bearcats now from their own 25, 4 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side. Crocker from the shotgun, fakes the throw. Now he's going to run it across the 25, out to the 27, and diving forward to right about the 28-yard line is Ross Crocker.
On the far side of the field, they had 4 receivers, and they were stacked in what I like to call it a diamond formation. You got one man up on the line of scrimmage, two flanking him off the rear, and then one directly behind him. Crocker turned, faked like he was going to throw the ball across the field to one of those four receivers, and then just took the ball and ran off left end and picks up about 2 yards, set up third down and two from the 28-yard line.
Third and two now for the Bearcats. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side. Crenshaw, the lone running back, who stands beside Ross Crocker. Crocker wants to throw again. Now he's going to tuck it and run. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, and not much doing there as he stacked up right about the line.
Crocker was going to run a similar play. They didn't have as many receivers stacked on the other side. They pulled a tight end in on this on the far end over there, and he just slipped a little bit on that turf, and I wasn't able to get his foot in him. Didn't pick up any yardage there, so it's going to bring out the punt team again as it's going to be fourth and two from the 28-yard line. That's unfortunate there because he had a good head of steam built up. His feet just wouldn't keep up with his body.
Dalton Yerby to punt it away from his own 20-yard line. Another knuckleball kick that hits at the Trojan 41, and Dwayne Smith's going to let this one roll down, and the Bearcats are going to touch it down right about the Trojan 20, so a lot better result that time on Dalton Yerby's punt than the one before.
Yeah, that's what I call flipping the field right there, Tommy. He kicked it from the 28-yard line, and he's back to Muscle Shoals Trojans all the way up to their own 21, 20-and-a-half-yard line on the other end of the field. And when, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you tonight, when I say far side of the field, for you Bearcat fans, listen, we're actually broadcasting from Muscle Shoals, the home field side. So the far side of the field is actually the team we're pulling for. The near side of the field, not so much.
First and 10 for Muscle Shoals now from their own 20-yard line. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. They send one flanker in motion. They're going to run the option to the near side. They pitch it back, and the Bearcats push him out of bounds right about the 20-yard line. Not much doing that time. That's number four. That's the little guy, Demetrius Abernathy. Abernathy only 5'5", 150 pounds, but he is quick as a cat.
Yeah, he was trying to stretch it out. He had some good blocking out there, but it was a host of Coleman defenders there as they had great defensive angles in pursuit that time, able to force no gain. And like I mentioned, Tommy, they only convert third downs 33% of the time. You know, they want to force them into some long situations on third down. So let's see if the Bearcats can get them held up right here with no gain on this play as well.
Second down and 10 for the Trojans now. Motion to the far side. Handoff straight ahead running. That's Doc Wells. Wells has a first down and more across midfield into Bearcat territory at the 37-yard line like a bolt of lightning, Jason, from one end of the field to the other.
Doc Wells took the handoff, went right off tackle. There was no linebacker there to stop him, and he picks up about, well, 40 yards, 42 yards on that play. Just, like you said, looked like he was shot out of a cannon and brought down way downfield.
So it's first and 10 Trojans now in Bearcat territory at the 38-yard line. Quarterback keeper from Smothers, and not much doing on that one as the Bearcats wrap him up. Big number 7, Justin Patterson, there on the stop for the Bearcats along with number 58. That's Will Blaylock.
Yeah, Justin Patterson, we're going to talk about him a lot tonight. He's going to have to be an integral part of this defense for Coleman tonight, get some pressure on this quarterback because he's not a very big guy, but, boy, he can move. He's very shifty out on the field. And that time he just couldn't get away from big old number 7, Justin Patterson. He was dropped for no gain.
Second down and 10 for the Trojans now from the Bearcat 38. They throw it on the outside, incomplete. Pass was intended on the outside for Wells, and Wells unable to haul it in, so that's going to bring up third down and long now for the Trojans. And that's one thing we won't see a lot tonight from Muscle Shoals, Jason. If the Bearcats can make them throw the football, the Bearcats have a good shot because they're not going to throw the ball but about maybe 5 or 6 times a game.
Yeah, they've only thrown 61 passes all season long, and that time when he caught the ball, he had some footsteps coming at him, and he didn't want any of it. That was number 24, Sam Calagaris, as he was kind of teetering with the ball there, and Sam came in and finished up the play and knocked the ball away.
Third and long for Muscle Shoals now from the Bearcat 38-yard line. Smothers wants to throw, fires again, complete on the near sideline. Down for the Trojan first down and all the way down to the 21-yard line is Tayreek Garner. So that's going to be another Trojan first down, just a simple pitch and catch.
Yeah, Tayreek came out of the backfield on a little bit of a wheel route, and Ethan McMahon stopped him from getting on down the field. But not after he picked up a big chunk of yards that they got a first down on the Coleman 22-yard line. They want to talk it over with the sideline. Yeah, just as we mentioned, they're not going to throw it very much. They throw one for a first down. So maybe that's the last one they'll throw, Tommy.
Clock is moving. 5.5 minutes left in the opening quarter. Trojans lead 7-0 over the Bearcats. First and 10 Trojans now. Another pass on the near sideline intended. for Trey Williams, just kind of a high fade route on the near sideline and good coverage that time by the defensive back, Ethan Wynn.
Yeah, if they watch film this week, they're going to know that number two over on this far side, you don't want to throw. If you're going to throw and you're not a very good passing team, don't throw it at Bronte Harris because he will have some excellent coverage. One thing you will say about him is he is one of the best defensive backs I've ever seen come out of Coleman, and he's only played a couple of years here.
Second down and 10 for the Trojans now from the Bearcat 22-yard line. Option, and Smothers is going to keep it, turns right back up behind his big center and gets all the way down to the 15-yard line. So a good 6-yard carry that time by Landon Smothers, the quarterback.
Yeah, Hunter Brannon able to drag him down from behind there to stop first down as he had wide open field, but Brannon was having none of it. Grabbed him up, dropped him to the turf, and that's where they set up third down and about 3.5 yards here late in the first quarter. Inside the Bearcats red zone here.
And as you mentioned, the Trojans haven't been very successful in third down conversions all season long. We'll see if the Bearcat defense can stand tall here. It's third down and 4 from the Bearcat 15-yard line. Smothers in the shotgun. Hands it off to Doc Wells, trying to turn to far corner. The Bearcats are pursuing him, and they run him out of bounds at the 17-yard line.
Yeah, number 22 that time. Dalton Yerby came up and made a great tackle on the far side as he just stretched that ball around. Was trying to get around the end. I think he actually lost a yard or two, so it's going to set up fourth down. Let's see where they mark that football over there. It's going to be on the 18-yard line. So, yeah, they lost a couple of yards. See if they elect to bring in their kicker this time, Rhett Morrison. He is 2 of 3 on the year on field goals. So, see what they decide to do here, if they're going to just try to go for it on fourth down. That is one thing they are. They're 50% on fourth downs, but they've only gone for it twice all season.
But they're going for it here. Smothers from the shotgun. Hands it off to Wells. Wells hands it back on a reverse coming across the near sideline, and he is going to be close. It looks like they're going to mark him down at the 11-yard line, and that will be good enough for a first down. The initial indication looked like they may put him down at the 12, but no, they spot him down at the Bearcat 11-yard line. It's a first down Trojans, first and 10. From the Bearcat 11-yard line. Clock stop now. 4:21 left in the opening quarter. It's 7-0 Muscle Shoals.
Yeah, he needed it just to get that one little extra yard there, but boy, he had a head of steam built up as he came around the end. They ran a little reverse. Running back took the ball to the far side of the field, pitched it to the receiver over there, and he came back towards the near side of the field. And right about the hash marks, he cut in between a couple of Coleman defenders and squirted forward for the first down.
So on first and 10, it Smothers on a keeper, and the Bearcats have him wrapped up right about the line of scrimmage. Big Connor Moon in on the lick, along with Dalton Yerby, for a good stop for the Bearcats.
A little bit of a busted play that time. It looked like the quarterback was trying to hand it off to the running back. Running back didn't take it, and quarterback had to take the ball himself. And Landon Smothers is probably, ears are going to be ringing after that big hit. Connor Moon, number 26, just laid on him there.
Second down and 10 for the Trojans from the Bearcat 11-yard line. Trojans lead it 7-0. Handoff this time goes to Doc Wells. Wells cuts back at the 5 and dives down to the 1-yard line.
Took the ball off tackle that time to Doc Wells, and he just turned and burned and got down to the just inside the 1-yard line. So they're going to mark that as second down. Actually, should be third down, should it not? Should be third and goal.
Yeah. It'll be third at about a half a yard. They can get a first down right about the 1 yard line. It is now. It is third down and short. Third down and a half a yard from the Bearcat 1 yard line. Smothers from the shotgun. Quarterback keeper running straight ahead. He's into the end zone for another Muscle Shoals Trojan touchdown.
Landon Smothers just took the ball and fell forward right off right tackle. And like they did the last time, Tommy just powered it into the end zone.
Nothing fancy coming from Scott Basin and his Muscle Shoals Trojans. They're going to line up and run the ball at you with their modified wing tee and tell you to stop it. And that's what's happened so far tonight here in the first quarter. It's been mostly Doc Wells on the ground, and then this touchdown run coming from Landon Smothers, the quarterback for the Muscle Shoals Trojans.
I've noticed, too, that they don't get in a real hurry. They kind of look a little bit like Decatur did last week, because they'll try to lull you to sleep, just pound you with a run. We've got an injured Bearcat down on the field right now.
Injured Bearcat's lying right on the goal line.
initially it looks like. That's number 34.
That's Blake Purifoy.
That's Purifoy. He's setting up now. Appears to be okay. Not sure if they're working on his... Looks like they're checking out one of his knees, but he's setting up on the turf, so that's a good sign. And boy, Purifoy is a big beast on that defensive front that we really don't need to lose. But now he's walking off under his own power. So,
yeah, I mention all the time I like playing with old Blake Purifoy. He's 5'11", 265. He's a big kid. He's not very tall, but man, he is built like a refrigerator, and he brings the pain at that defensive tackle position. He plays so well there at the core of that defensive line for Coleman.
So after the touchdown, Rhett Morrison comes on to attempt the extra point. Morrison so far on the season is perfect with his extra points. He's 33 for 33. This will be number 34.
Southpaw kicker.
Don't see too many of those.
Don't see them very often, but they're pretty good when you do.
Rhett Morrison set to attempt the extra point. The snap is good, place is good, kick is up, and it's right down the middle. So the clock is stopped with 2:43 left to play in the first quarter. Your score, Muscle Shoals 14 and Coleman nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.com.
Welcome back to James F. Moore Stadium on the campus of Muscle Shoals High School. Bearcats and Trojans tonight in a 6A Region 8 battle for a playoff spot for the Bearcats, and the Trojans have a 14-0 lead with 2:43 left in the opening quarter. Rhett Morrison set to kick it away for the Muscle Shoals Trojans. Caden Wynn and Bronte Harris back to receive for the Bearcats.
Taking by Mason Goodwin at the 20-yard line. He didn't get as much leg on it that time. And Mason lumbers forward out to the 34, where that's where the Bearcats will set up. First and 10 from their own 34-yard line. Kind of a knuckleball kick. The first two sailed into the end zone, Tommy. That one, he just didn't get his foot on it correctly and kicked it to the upback. Mason Goodwin here on the near side of the field.
So far tonight, this will be the best field position the Bearcats have had. It'll be first and 10 for the Bearcats from their own 34-yard line, desperately needing to answer the Trojans now. The Trojans have jumped out to a 14-0 lead here in the opening quarter.
This could be what they need, though. This opens up the playbook a little bit more because you're not so deep in your own territory. You got a few more plays that you can run, and you've got a little bit more cushion in between you and the end zone.
Handoff this time to Will Crenshaw, trying to come to the near side. And Crenshaw's tackled about 4 yards in the backfield, just trying to run that simple handoff sweep, and the Trojans are all over that one.
Yeah, they had four guys in the backfield that time. It was led by number 39 that time. That is Jacob Harper. He was the one that tackled Crenshaw on that first play of the game for a loss, and he was tackling him for this first play of this drive for a loss as well.
So it'll be... Sorry, Jason. It'll be second down and 14 for the Bearcats now. They have two receivers to the near side. That's Drake and Mason. One receiver to the far side of the field is Lovell, and Donaldson goes in motion to the far side. Crocker wants to throw. He's flushed out of the pocket. He's got to run to the near side, and he's going to dance out of bounds right about the 32-yard line. He only picks up a couple of yards, but he dodges that big rush coming from the Trojans.
Yeah, they had a bunch of guys putting some pressure on him that time. Owen Lovell was the slot receiver on the far side. He actually looked like he was going to break open, but he ran right into the defender out here and was covered up. So Crocker had to pull the ball down and get what he could that time, as it's going to be third down and 11.
So third and 11 for the Bearcats now from their own 33-yard line, working from right to left. Two receivers to the near side. Seth Donaldson's a lone receiver to the far side. Will Crenshaw, the running back in the backfield, flanked to the right of Ross Crocker. Crocker gets a play from the sideline. Now takes a snap, drops back. He wants to throw. He fires, looking down the far sideline. Double coverage, and pass falls incomplete. He was trying to hit Seth Donaldson down the far sideline. A good pitch from Ross Crocker, but double coverage from the Trojans, and the ball falls incomplete.
Yeah, Donaldson, he took off. He was on the numbers on the far side. He just went on a streak route. It was single coverage to start out, but that safety saw where the ball was coming, came over and was able to swat the ball away. And ball falls to the turf, and looks like the Bearcats are going to punt it away here again on 4th and 11.
Dalton Yerby set to kick it away from his own 25-yard line. A low kick, barely got over the offensive line, and it's going to roll down to the Trojan 29-yard line. So that's where the Trojans will put it in play, first and 10 from their own 28-yard line. Clock is stopped, 1 minute 37 seconds left in the opening quarter. It's 14-0 Muscle Shoals leading the Coleman Bearcats.
I think they're trying to do anything they can not to punt the ball to the young man that took it down to inside the 5-yard line earlier. So they're trying to kick it away from him as much as possible. He lined up on the far side of the field, so he had to kick it back to this side, and that's what caused that low trajectory as the ball came off his foot. But nevertheless, it gets down to about the 28-29-yard line. That's where Muscle Shoals sets up first and 10.
First and 10 now from their own 28-yard line. Landon Smothers on a quarterback keeper, hops at the offensive line and falls forward for maybe about a yard. Looks like they're going to spot him down just shy of the 30-yard line, about the 29.5.
Yeah, he fell forward, fell right in the arms of number 24, Sam Calagaris. He wrapped the quarterback up and dropped him. Justin Patterson, number 7, he got a little faked off on the play, thought the running back had it, and he drove him into the ground back about the 20-yard line. So let's see if he gets the right man with the football this time. I hope he does.
On second down and 9 now for the Trojans. Handoff on a sweep to the far side. That's the freshman Carlos Davis, and Davis gets across the 30 and out to about the 32-yard line, maybe a 3-yard gain that time for Davis and the Trojans.
Yeah, that was number 50 that time. That's Brandon or Hunter Brandon again, and chased him down on the far side of the field. Sets up that elusive third down that we talked about. I said they were only 33% on the season, but tonight they're 100%. There's egg on my face.
Third down and 7 for the Trojans now. The ball resting on the Muscle Shoals 32-yard line as they work left to right here in the final seconds of the opening quarter. Slot to the near side. One receiver to the far side. Smothers on an option to the near side. Now he's going to keep it. Cuts back to the middle of the field, and he's going to be knocked down right about the line of scrimmage. So the Bearcats hold him on that third down. They only give up about a yard, so it'll bring up fourth down and right about 6 yards to go, and the first quarter will expire with the Trojans having a 14-0 lead over the Coleman Bearcats. So after one quarter of play, your score, Muscle Shoals 14 and Coleman nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038. If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy, now open on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy offers personal service, natural products, dollar items, and more. The all-new Good Hope Pharmacy on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Back at James F. Moore Stadium on the campus of Muscle Shoals High School, Bearcats and Trojans. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti on Friday Night Live. It's fourth down and 6 for the Trojans, and they punt it away off the foot of Rhett Morrison. This one's going to hit at the Bearcat 35-yard line and bounce straight up into the air and then fall back down to the turf about the 31-yard line. So that's where the Bearcats have put it in play. First and 10 from their own 30. Just underway in the second quarter, the Muscle Shoals Trojans leading the Bearcats 14-0 in this a really must-win game for the Bearcats if they want to make the playoffs for the 10th straight year.
Yeah, Coleman owns the tie, or doesn't, let me back up, Hartzell owns the tiebreaker with Coleman, so even with a win tonight, they're going to have a Hartzell loss to put them into the playoffs, so see what happens as the night progresses with both games that are going on.
First and 10 Bearcats now. A two-receiver split to either side. Will Crenshaw takes the handoff from Ross Crocker, and Crenshaw gets back maybe to the line of scrimmage. Just a simple handoff, trying to get to the far corner, running behind his tackles and not much doing. They're going to mark him down for no gain, so it'll be second down and 10 Bearcats.
We've got some the other region games going on tonight. You got Florence is at Decatur, and you've got Austin. They're playing at Hartsel. Austin coming off a big win last week against Athens. Let's see if they can get it done against the against Hartsel tonight.
Second down and 10 Bearcats. Two receivers to either side. Crenshaw in the backfield. Toss on the near sideline to Donaldson. Donaldson breaks a tackle. He's got a Bearcat first down and a little bit more to boot. He's at to the 42-yard line. First and 10 Bearcats.
Beautifully ran route that time. Donaldson had to turn around and come back for the football. And number seven on this far, on this near side for Muscle Shoals, he faked him out. That was Austin Holder. And Donaldson able to get up the field for a first down.
So first and 10 Bearcats from their own 42-yard line. Three receivers to the far side. Donaldson is the lone receiver to the near side as the Bearcats work from left to right now as you listen. Crocker from the shotgun with Crenshaw beside him. Throws to Donaldson again. Donaldson's across the 50 and out to the Trojan 48-yard line. A good 8-yard pitch and catch that time for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Donaldson, he just came off. He fired off like he's going to run a go route. Planted his foot and turned around and caught the football and able to motor his way down. Cross midfield to the 48-yard line. Almost said it, Tommy. Almost said the 52.
We're joking.
Almost did it.
Talking to someone earlier today, they were talking about how someone called out the 52-yard line, and you almost did it.
I had it on my mind.
It's first and 10 Bearcats from the Trojan 48, and penalty flag on the play. The legal procedure, the call against the Bearcats, that'll back them up to their own 47-yard line.
That could be the 53-yard line.
So which way you're going? you take five off the 52, and as I teach my 10-year-old daughter, that'd be 47.
Oh, that's good stuff right there.
First down and 15 for the Bearcats now. From their own 47-yard line, working left to right here in the second quarter. Owen Lovell, Caden Wynn, and Mason Goodwin split to the far side. Seth Donaldson's the receiver to the near side. Crenshaw in the backfield beside Ross Crocker, who's in the shotgun. Actually, it's Alda Haley in the backfield. He takes the handoff and picks up a couple of yards up to about the 49-yard line.
Yeah, Michael Alda Haley, he comes in and spells Crenshaw from time to time. He goes back to the sideline as Crenshaw trots back out on the field. Tried a little inside run that time with Alda Haley. He's not a very big guy, and sometimes he can squirt around in that interior run, and it's almost like the defenders can't see him because he's kind of a shorter fella, but he's fast.
5'5", 155 pounds. He can slip through that line and get to the secondary sometimes. This time it's Crenshaw with the handoff, and it's nothing doing. Those Muscle Shoals Trojans are all over that dive play tonight. Will Crenshaw has been unable to really get anything going on the ground.
Yeah, he made it back to the 50-yard line that time, but it was into a host of interior linemen for Muscle Shoals as the black jerseys just swarmed in on the run that time. Looks like the Bearcats are going to have to get some more work on this perimeter. They've had more success tonight throwing the ball to the outside, and actually when they do try to stretch the field, they picked up a few yards on offense. But running in the interior line here tonight is next near to impossible. This is a very stingy defense.
Third down and 14 for the Bearcats now. Two receivers to either side. Now Crenshaw comes in motion to the near side as a receiver. Crocker wants to throw, fires over the head of Donaldson. Donaldson was open about the 35-yard line of the Trojans, but the pass sailed out of bounds right about the 30. So that's going to bring up fourth down and 14 for the Bearcats now. Dalton Yerby trots in from the sideline, so we're going to presume the Bearcats are going to punt it away.
Yeah, going to punt this ball away. They run that different look on the punt team here. He's only about 7 yards off the line, and it's been pretty effective tonight except for on the first. Let's see if he kicks the ball away from him.
Dalton Yerby does. He kicks it away from Dwayne Smith. It hits at the 17 and is going to roll out of bounds about the 15-yard line, so the Trojans will be pinned deep in their own territory. Clock is stopped with 8 minutes, 30 seconds left in the first half. Trojans lead it 14-0. And, Jason, we've talked about the facilities here, and a lot of Bearcat fans may have come up here last year and seen the turf. The Trojans have turf like the Bearcats have at Oliver Woodard Stadium. But after the season last year, they demolished the visiting side bleachers. They tore down the home side bleachers, the press boxes, and rebuilt everything from scratch. Overall, between the turf, the new stadium and the indoor practice facility, about a $6 million renovation here at James F. Moore Stadium, and it is impressive.
Yeah, very beautiful. It's small colleges would be proud to have this this facility, that is for sure.
On first and 10, Carlos Davis runs forward for about 6 yards, so it'll be second down and 4 Trojans. The football pushed out to the Trojan 21-yard line. The Trojans don't huddle. They run a no-huddle, modified wing tee. They get the call from Scott Basedon on the sideline, and they're ready to snap it again with 20 seconds left on the play clock. They've got 3 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side. They throw it to the receiver on the near side. That's Desmond Williams. Williams has a Trojan first down and more all the way out to the 35-yard line.
Desmond Williams, he is the leading receiver on this team. Coming into the night, he had 15 catches for 242 yards and 2 touchdowns. It's a pretty good average there for Desmond Williams as he adds to that total with that catch right there. But looks like they're going to move him back because there was an illegal procedure call on that, so he won't add to his totals, and Muscle Shoals will put it in reverse.
And so far tonight, we've seen more passes out of this Muscle Shoals Trojan offense than we expected to see. They only throw the ball about 5 or 6 times a game because their running game is so successful. And that was the one thing that the Bearcats needed to do tonight. If they can make the Trojans throw the football, they've got a good chance of slowing them down. But then on the other side of the ball, the Bearcats have got to be able to throw the ball tonight because this Trojan defense has been stingy on the ground.
Yeah, they definitely are going to have to get the ball in the air a little bit because that defensive interior line of Muscle Shoals is they're building a wall up there, and it's hard for Coleman to get through it.
On second down and 9 now for Muscle Shoals from their own 16-yard line. 3 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side, 1 running back is Doc Wells, and Wells takes a handoff and dives across the 20.
He just went kind of like off between the tackle and the guard on that side, and he was kind of wrapped up, but it's almost like he's just a springboard. He sprang forward that time, picked up 4 yards, be 3rd down and 5 from the 20-yard line. Doc Wells, he's not a very big runner, but, man, he is quick. He could turn the lights out and be in bed before it got dark.
3rd down and 5 for the Trojans now from their own 20. Smothers wants to throw. Pump fake. Now he's in trouble. Patterson's chasing him to the far sideline. He throws complete and bobbled, and I don't know if he was able to bring it back in or not. That's Trey Williams on the far side. It hit Williams in his hands. It bounced off, and it looks like they're going to say he was able to bring it back in for a catch right about the 25-yard line. And, folks, this is going to be really, really close to a first down.
Yeah. That time he was pressured out of the backfield. Number 7, like I mentioned, Justin Patterson, he's going to be back there all night giving him fits. And Hunter Brandon back there as well. He flushed him out of the pocket from the right, chased him right into the arms of Patterson. But able to get the football away. Looks like they're going to measure. You've got the binoculars, but what
it's
I
close.
See from here, it's looks like it may be about a half a football short. But
They started to signal first down, and Coach Britton standing right there, and I think he asked for a measurement, and now he gets the measurement, and it is a first down, barely by the nose of the football. So
that line judge over there, he must not know, because if he hadn't called for the chains, the whole hat come off. He don't have a helmet on. Let me tell you something. That hat comes off, you better get out of reaching distance.
He'd have had a hat button to the top of his hat button. So it's 1st and 10 Trojans from their own 25-yard line. They lead the Bearcats 14-0 in this 6A Region 8 battle. The Bearcats desperately needing a win here and needing a Harmsville loss if they want to make the playoffs. From the shotgun, Landon Smothers has 2 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side, and a wing to the near side. He keeps it himself on a quarterback keeper, dances across the 25 and out to about the 27.
Yeah, the way there's so much motion in this modified wing tee, as they call it. They had a lot wide receiver lined up to the near side of the field. He takes off on just a go route down the hash marks, and you can bring 3 running backs in motion to the near side of the field. Then Landon Smothers just takes it and goes off the right end over there and picks up a yard or two.
Handoff this time, straight ahead running, trying to get to the near corner, and only is able to get out to about the 28-yard line. That's the freshman again, Carlos Davis. He kind of tripped himself up, as Jason says, the turf monster got him about the 23-yard line.
Carlos Davis, they have him listed as a freshman, but he's actually an 8th grader. That kid is unbelievably fast. He started tripping at the line of scrimmage and fell forward on his face and slid 3 yards.
Word around Muscle Shoals is this youngster, Carlos Davis, could be the best running back to ever come out of this high school. And that's saying a lot. Back in the mid-80s, there was a good running back who ended up playing defensive back for the Auburn Tigers by the name of Carlos Cheatham. And there's been some other good running backs come out, but this one they say is really poised to be a good athlete if he can stay healthy.
They called a personal foul, but they're not marking. I guess it was offsetting. I guess. I'm not sure. The kind of strange. They called a personal foul. Now they're pumping the play clock in the motion here, and they didn't move the ball. So I guess it must have been offsetting. I never saw a penalty flag hit the ground, but he gave the signal.
I agree. Never saw anything. It seemed out of the ordinary. But it's third down and 7. Smothers wants to throw. Fires complete to Trey Williams up at about the 40-yard line. That'll be good enough for a Muscle Shoals Trojan first down.
Yeah, about a 15, 16-yard pickup there for Trey Williams that time as Landon Smothers rolled out of the pocket to the right and found him streaking down the sideline for a Muscle Shoals first down. That's going to set him up first and 10 on the 40-yard line. He must have stepped out of bounds at the 40 because he made up the field to about the 45.
So first and 10 Trojans now from their own 40-yard line. They kind of lull the Bearcats to sleep running it, and then they pop one of those passes for 15 yards and get a first down. Play change coming from the sideline. Now Smothers is ready in the shotgun. He's going to run the option to the near side, pitch it back to his running back. That's Carlos Davis. Davis breaking tackles at the 45 and up to the 47-yard line. About a 7-yard carry that time from Carlos Davis.
Yeah, just a simple option play to the near side of the field. Ball was spotted on the far hash, and he just took the option, came around this end, and picked up a good hard 7 yards. Just like you said, nothing fancy about it. They're just running power football. They run it up the middle a lot, and then they try to get to that corner, either with the option or those stretch plays. You just really don't know what they're going to bring next. Their playbook just is ad infinitum with these plays, with all this motion they run out of this wing tee.
On second down and 3, Smothers wants to throw again. He's looking for Williams down the near sideline, and good coverage from Bronte Harris for the Bearcats.
Yeah, Bronte Harris, he was all over number 9, Sam Story, able to make Landon throw the ball over his head there. Fell to the turf over here about the 30-yard line. So that's going to set up third down and short. Let's see if my intuition finally comes true on this third down, and they can hold with that poor percentage that they had coming in. Yeah. But they're really flaming it up tonight, 100% on third down so far.
Stats say one thing, and tonight's been a different thing. And on third down, they do. The Bearcats hold a pass and catch from Landon Smothers to Trey Williams is incomplete, so the Bearcats hold them on that third down. But it's only fourth down and short for the Trojans, and they've already gone for it once on fourth down tonight, so we'll see what Coach Basedon does here.
They're going to bring out the kicker, Brett Morrison, and looks like they're going to punt it away as he's lined up deep. Bearcats stay on their toes, watch for the fake, because it is only fourth down and 3.
Morrison averaging 37 yards a punt. He'll hit this one right about his own 35-yard line. It is a fake. Morrison jumps like it goes over his head. They snap it to the up back. Number 31, Dylan Montgomery, and Montgomery runs down for a Muscle Shoals Trojan first down all the way down to the Bearcat 45-yard line.
I was a little suspect of that anyway, because the last time, the personal protector, he lined up a lot deeper. This time, he was only about 3 yards off the football, that number 31, Dylan Montgomery. That's why I kind of caught my eye to watch for that fake, because anytime you move that protector up and you're not worried about him taking care of your punter, you want to get him as close to the line of scrimmage as you can to try to pick up those yards when you get a full head of steam there with a football.
So the Trojans maintain the football and the lead, 14-0 here.
That's a backwards pass.
3:55 left in the first half. The pass goes backwards to Doc Wells, and Wells is able to pick it up on the turf and still run forward for about 5 yards.
Yeah, the ball bounced. He threw it about 3 yards behind him to Doc Wells on this side. The ball bounced off his shoulder pads, hit the ground, fell forward. Picked it up, as you said, Tommy. He picked up a good 4 yards there on first down. I don't know if the Bearcats were aware of that time, but with that backwards pass still being a live football, that's anybody's ball.
And just lucky for Doc Wells, it kind of bounced right into his hands. Second down, and they call it 6 yards to go for the Trojans now from the Bearcat 43-yard line. Smothers wants to throw again. He fires on the far sideline, looking for Trey Williams. Williams has the catch, and he's close to another Trojan first down about the 37-yard line.
I can't tell where he went out there. They're going to mark him about the 37-yard line on the far side. They're saying it's third down, but it's inches to go as Trey Williams is putting on a clinic on that far side of the field, catching the football. And Landon Smothers, he's doing an excellent job of getting the ball to his receivers where they need to be. He's had very few errant passes tonight.
Third down and short for the Trojans. They've kind of proved all the stats wrong tonight. They're getting it on third down. They're throwing the football when normally they haven't been winning on third down, and all they do is run it. Hand it off straight ahead this time to Doc Wells, running right behind big Seth Thornton and Ford Etheridge on the offensive line. He gets down to the 35-yard line and another Trojan first down.
Yeah, they go from passing back to that power football. The stats on the season for Landon Smothers, he was 31 of 61 for 593 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. And that's not a bunch of slinging the ball around. What we're used to seeing out of these Bearcats, getting the ball in the air. But tonight he's making a fool out of me for bringing up those stats.
First and 10 Trojans now for the Bearcat 35-yard line. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left of the first half. It's 14-0 Trojans. On the option this time, Smothers is going to keep it. He's got running room, 25, breaking tackles, and all the way down to the 17-yard line is a quarterback, Landon Smothers.
Yeah, Smothers that time, that was a design quarterback run. He just kind of pulled it out of the running back's belly, took it around this near side, and as Tommy mentioned, he scampers out of bounds at about the 17-yard line. That's going to put Muscle Shoals deep into Coleman territory as we've got 2.5 minutes to go before the half. Muscle Shoals leads 14-0, and they're knocking on the door again.
First and 10 Trojans now from the Bearcats 17-yard line. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side for the Trojans. The lone running back is Doc Wells, standing to the left of Landon Smothers as the Trojans work from right to left. Toss on the far side of the field out to number 10, Trey Williams, and Williams gets down to right about the 8-yard line.
Yeah, just he kind of faked the handoff there on the inside, turned and fired the ball out to the numbers, to the receiver, and he's able to get down. Can't tell where they got him marked because we're at such a weird angle here where we're broadcasting from tonight. He's inside the 10-yard line. About a half yard.
Looks like it's right about the 9, about a half yard short of the 10. We'll call it 9, 9.5. Second down, 3 yards to go for the first down for the Trojans. Hand off in the backfield to Doc Wells. He's cut to the middle of the field and then reversed his tracks all the way to the far side, and there's nobody over there. Doc Wells into the end zone for a 9-yard touchdown run for the Muscle Shoals Trojans, and that extends their lead to 20 as we await the extra point off the foot of Rhett Morrison.
He took the football. Everybody on the Muscle Shoals team went left. He faked left, planted his foot in the backfield, and skirted out to the right, and there was nobody home on the right side of the field as everybody followed the motion to the near side. And Doc Wells able to get him a 9-yard touchdown run out of that.
Rhett Morrison's extra point is up and good, so the clock is stopped with a minute 34 left of the first half. Your score, Muscle Shoals 21 and Coleman nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Back at James F. Moore Stadium on the campus of Muscle Shoals High School, and so far tonight, the Muscle Shoals Trojans, behind the legs of Doc Wells and Landon Smothers, have proved to be hard to handle for the Bearcats tonight, as the Trojans have jumped out to a 21-0 lead here as we approach the end of the first half. Kickoff is going to be taken by Caden Wynn at the 10. Wynn runs back to the 15, 20, 25, hole, 30. Wynn out to the 35 and falls forward to the 37-yard line. A good kickoff return that time from Caden Wynn.
Yeah, Caden Wynn just followed the blockers up inside. He ran right down the center of the field. That's where the ball comes to rest there. And a little past the 35-yard line. Dead center of the field. Great way to get that wedge moving up the field and open up some running territory. I tell you what, Tommy, Coleman's got to come out right now with a little bit of a sense of urgency because we got a minute 27 to go before the half. They're going to have to kick the football off to Muscle Shoals to start this second half, so they need to get some points on the board so it's not you're not playing behind the eight ball out here, so to speak, to start the second half.
On first down, Inside handoff again to Will Crenshaw, and there's nothing doing. That inside handoff play, Jason, just hadn't worked all night.
Yeah, you've got a minute 18, clock's ticking with that run coming up short there. As a matter of fact, let's see, he didn't gain any. It's going to be second down and 10. He put this football in the air, try to get some points on the scoreboard, and get this Coleman team fired up.
Two receivers split to either side for the Bearcats now. Crenshaw, the lone running back, in the backfield, standing behind Crocker, kind of in a pistol formation as Crocker operates from the shotgun. He'll hand it off to Crenshaw again, trying to turn the far corner. Same play, same result. Crenshaw going to be knocked down right about the 25-yard line.
Couldn't tell who'd made the tackle on the far side of the field, but they just tried a little inside handoff, stretch play to the far side, try to get around that end. I believe that was number 39 once again. He's all over the place tonight. That's Jacob Harper. He's playing a whale of a game on defense, bringing down Crenshaw for a one-yard loss, setting up third down and 11.
From the shotgun, Crocker, three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Loads, fires, incomplete, intended for Mason Goodwin, who was covered well, but a great throw from the quarterback. Crocker, pass just falls incomplete, and now it's fourth down and 10 Bearcats, and there's 18.6 seconds on the clock. They're going to give this Trojan offense one more shot at the end zone.
Yeah, let's see if he can get this football away and, like I said, try to keep it as far away from I can't make him out down there. What number is he talking?
That's Dwayne Smith,
Dwayne
number 21,
Smith, right.
And he does it. Dalton Yerby kicks this one as far away from Dwayne Smith as he can. It rolls out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Smith was lined up in the middle of the field, and Dalton Yerby said, "You're not getting this one." He angled right for the far sideline and kicked it out of bounds. So,
yeah,
we say that in case you missed us in the very opening. On the first possession, the Bearcats went three and out, punted down to Dwayne Smith, and he ran the punt back right about 67 yards all the way down to the Bearcats' 6-yard line, which set up the first touchdown for the Trojans.
The number malfunction there is the reason I couldn't make it out. Is Dwayne Smith is number 21 and Carlos Davis is number 24. I didn't know if maybe they'd put that speedy eighth grader back there to return the kick this time, but nevertheless, it was Dwayne Smith.
First and 10 Trojans now from their own 34. 9.5 seconds left. They're going to run a reverse. They hand it back off to number 8. That's Williams running a reverse to the far side of the field, and he gets out to about the 43-yard line as the first half expires. After one half of play, your score, the Muscle Shoals Trojans 21 and the Coleman Bearcats nothing. We'll bring you the Coleman Bearcat Marching Band's halftime performance when we come back. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Welcome back to James F. Moore Stadium on the campus of Muscle Shoals High School. It is halftime between the Bearcats and the Trojans. Your halftime score, the Muscle Shoals Trojans 21 and the Coleman Bearcats nothing. And at this time, we'll take you down to the field for the halftime sounds of the Coleman Bearcat High School Marching Band.
The other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. is another beautiful pattern launch, but this one will never be known in history.
You're listening live to the sounds of the Coleman Bearcat Marching Band here from Muscle Shoals. We'll be back shortly with some more information about the game with a quick SEC rundown for tomorrow's games. So stay with us right here as we enjoy more of the sounds of the Coleman Bearcat Marching Band.
The halftime sounds of the Coleman Bearcat Marching Band. It's halftime at James F. Moore Stadium in Muscle Shoals. The Trojans lead the Bearcats 21-0, and now back down to the field for the sounds of the Coleman Bearcat Marching Band. High School Bearcat Marching Band performing at halftime here at James F. Moore Stadium on the campus of Muscle Shoals High School. It is 21-0. Trojans leading the Bearcats. Our halftime show continues in a moment. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Got transmission troubles? Then you need Joe Coretti Auto Service, a locally owned and operated family business founded in 1976. Joe and Jason Coretti are your automatic transmission specialists. If you need transmission diagnostics, service, or repair, we can be reached at 256-739-2940. That's Joe Coretti Auto Service, your automatic transmission specialist, located on Golf Course Road, 256-739-2940.
157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why, for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware are here to personally assist you with all your sales and service needs. 157 Hardware is conveniently located on Highway 157, 1/8 of a mile from the stockyard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. That's 157 Hardware, your home-owned local hardware store. 256-734-8583.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Back at James F. Moore Stadium on the campus of Muscle Shoals High School. The Muscle Shoals Trojan Band on the field now. It's halftime, and the Trojans lead the Bearcats 21-0. And Jason, so far the first half, it's been all Trojans. And in talking to some folks here around the press box, we're surprised as to what we've seen on offense from the Trojans tonight. And so far, I think even the folks here, the locals, are surprised of how they're opening up their offense.
Yeah, they've upset the village. They're not running the same offense they've ran every game so far this season. The offense they have been running has been very effective. Go over a little bit of a scoring summary. Like Tommy said, it is 21-0. Muscle Shoals over Coleman right now. We'll tell you how we got there. In the first quarter, a two-play drive, 7-yard run by, or sorry, it's a Doc Wells 4-yard touchdown run. That made it 7-0. Then in first, still in the first quarter, Smothers had a 2-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good that time. Kick up and good by Rhett Morrison. That was 14-0. Then Doc Wells with his second touchdown on the night with a 9-yard touchdown run just before the half expired here. Extra point was good there. That led us at 21-0. We've got some other games to report here as they come in. Hansville leads Susan Moore at the half 14-0. Winfield up 28-6 over Holly Pond. Vinemont up 14-13 in the third. We've got Tarrant. Cold Springs leading Tarrant 22-6, and Fairview at the half leads Butler at Oliver Woodard Stadium 14-0. Speaking of games, Tommy, I like to do this every week because I know a lot of our listeners out there, the big Auburn fans, big Alabama fans. You might even be a Tennessee fan. Lord, hope you're not a Georgia fan. Hey, tomorrow we got a bunch of good SEC games, but the game of the week is going to be Ole Miss at LSU. A lot of people think it's Auburn at Auburn in South Carolina. A lot of people think it's Mississippi State, Kentucky. But, hey, the game of the week is going to be the slobber knocker. It's going to be Ole Miss at LSU tomorrow night, Saturday night, 6:15 ESPN. It's the conference's best defense against its most variable team. Which LSU show will show up tomorrow night? The one that stomped Kentucky or the one that got stomped by Auburn? The one from the first half of the Wisconsin or the second? Can Ole Miss handle the mounting pressure of this undefeated record, something they've not had in quite a few years. The rest of the matchups around the SEC tomorrow, you got UAB at Arkansas. That game can be seen on the SEC Network tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. And before you go assuming a Razorback win, keep in mind UAB gave Mississippi State all they can handle. Well, they gave them a good game. Well, they also lost to Florida International, Middle Tennessee, and so the Hogs shouldn't be too concerned here. But if they come out sleepy with this early kick, it could get hairy tomorrow in Arkansas. And tomorrow at 2:30 on CBS, the first of the doubleheader, the first game on CBS tomorrow, Mississippi State at Kentucky. That game's at 2:30. So this was never going to be a true trap game for the Bulldogs. With the bye last week and Arkansas coming up next week, at least it looked like it could be interesting, though. But it's kind of interesting that CBS decided to pick it up before the LSU destroyed the Cats last week. You kind of figured you might see Ole Miss at LSU. But nevertheless, Mississippi State at Kentucky tomorrow, 2:30 on CBS. And you got Vanderbilt at Missouri. And I don't know, like I say each week, there's that one game you never can tell what might happen, but I've got a pretty good feeling I know what's going to happen in this one. Missouri should just dismantle Vanderbilt, as Vanderbilt has just been a putrid football team all year long. South Carolina travels to Jordan-Hare Stadium tomorrow night to take on my Auburn Tigers. That game can be seen at 6:30 on the SEC Network. Auburn got an off week last week to stew over that loss to Mississippi State, and South Carolina's defense being pretty ineffective. I look for some fireworks from my Tigers here. Look for a big win for the Auburn Tigers tomorrow night. And then tomorrow in Knoxville, that storied rivalry that used to mean so much, which has been dominated by the Crimson Tide as of late, you got Alabama at Tennessee, ESPN2. That game is also at 6:30 tomorrow night. So you can go ahead and enjoy all the Lane Kiffin returns to Tennessee angles here. And that's your only reason to tune in, but I'll agree with you here. The Vols aren't going to get to double digits in points in this game. I look for the Tide to roll tomorrow in Knoxville. And that's your SEC rundown for tomorrow. And that's October 25th if you're checking your calendar and marking these games off. Maybe you are, maybe you're not. But, you know, I look over some stats here, Tommy. This is some of the things that we're going to have to the Bearcats are going to work on, whatever you want to say. A little tongue-tied on that one. But scroll down here, you got the Trojans. They're leading 21-0, and this time the stats don't lie. First downs, you've got Muscle Shoals with 10, Coleman's got 2. Rushing attempts, Trojans have 24, Coleman's got 11. Passes completed, passes attempted. The Trojans, they're 6 of 10, Coleman's 4 of 7. Punts, you got the Trojans with 1, Coleman's punted it away 5 times. Penalties are pretty well even. They both have 1 procedure penalty of 5 yards each. The total offense is the tail of the tape. You got 198 yards on the ground, or total offense for the Trojans, and you got 40 for Coleman. And that's not going to cut it when you've got a defense like the Muscle Shoals Trojans have here. They're getting after every play out here. They're very stingy. They run that 4-4, and Coleman's having a hard time moving the football. Let's see if Coach Britton and the staff have gotten this turned around in the second half, get this offense fired up, get this whole team fired up, maybe even get the fans on the far side of the field fired up, and play a good competitive game in the second half. Because like you said, it was all Trojans in the first half.
Yeah, and 40 yards of offense that you mentioned just is not going to cut it. So the Bearcats have got to turn it around offensively in the second half. Some scores from around the county. Another must-win situation in Coleman County tonight for the West Point Warriors. If they win tonight, they're in the playoffs. If they lose, they're headed to basketball, and that's something that the Warriors just aren't ready to go do yet. And so far, they're proving that they're not ready for basketball season. At the end of the first half, it's West Point 14, Lawrence County nothing. Cold Springs and Tarrant at halftime as well. It's 29-6, Cold Springs leading Tarrant. Also at the half, it's Fairview 20 and Butler nothing. And Vinemont and Winston County playing for the third place division in their region. The winner is the third place in the region. The loser is the fourth place. So both Vinemont and Winston County will go to the playoffs. And Vinemont leads right now at the half, 21-13. And the Holly Pond Broncos also trail at the half. Winfield leads Holly Pond by a score of 34-6. Those scores from around Coleman County, where we are here at the half. It's Muscle Shoals 21 and Coleman Nothing, our second half, is next. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95, WRJMLP, Coleman.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
If you're looking for a pharmacy with caring and professional local pharmacists whose focus is to help you get and stay healthy, it's Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy. With conveniences like online prescription refill, two drive-through windows, and close to CRMC, Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy is committed to helping you reach your optimum health and well-being. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, full service with personal attention. Specialty Compounding and Wellness Pharmacy, Highway 157, next to the hospital.
I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or, if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy. Now open on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy offers personal service, natural products, dollar items, and more. The all-new Good Hope Pharmacy on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon. 734-0038. 734-0038.
Welcome back to James Franks Stadium on the campus of Muscle Shoals High School. Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti on Friday Night Live. The Coleman Bearcats and Muscle Shoals Trojans in a 6A Region 8 battle here for Muscle Shoals. We're glad you're with us. And if you like high school football, you're going to really like Sports Talk Live each and every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 4 until 6 right here on Live 95. Roddy Barnes and Jason Spiegel talk local high school sports, college sports, professional sports, and even local fishing on the local lakes. You can catch Sports Talk Live every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon right here on Live 95.
Yeah, those guys, they like, they'll talk about anything, won't they, Tommy?
Just about. And they'll take your phone calls, too, if you want to call in. Whatever you want to talk about, they'll take your calls as well. So,
little fishing, NASCAR, football, baseball. They're probably talking a little bit about baseball right now with the World Series. Kansas City and San Francisco, of all the things, Kansas City, they're back in the, what, this is what, 32 years since they've made it to the World Series? 29 or 32, okay. I can't remember exactly which one. I know it's been a long time. And Royals fans that are true Royals fans, they are loving life right now because they look to go up 2-1 after tonight's game. Tim Hudson actually taking the mound tonight. He has 214 wins in his career and making his first World Series appearance. I always kind of hoped it would come with the Bravos, but, you know, Tim had to go where he had to go. And Really like him. Good Auburn guy. Yeah. Goes over to the Braves and just a class act. Let's hope he can get a win or make, either way, it don't matter. Not a baseball fan right now. If the Braves were in it, I would be.
Yeah, that's kind of where we are. We watch it for the Braves, and other than that, we don't watch baseball my whole life. This time of the year is exciting for baseball fans and all the pageantry of the World Series and it entails. So.
Well, I guess if you're an Auburn fan, I mean, you pull for both teams. You got Tim Hudson on one side and Kansas City, where legendary Bo Jackson played the majority of his baseball in his career. So I always liked Kansas City back when old Bo was running up the wall and breaking bats and hitting home runs left and right.
Well, we're really glad that you like high school football. We're really glad you like Friday Night Live and that you're with Jason and I tonight here from James Frank Stadium on the campus of Muscle Shoals High School. We're just about set to kick off the second half. The Bearcats received to open the ball game, so the Trojans will receive to start the second half. And we're just about set. Great halftime performances from both bands at halftime. The Coleman Bearcat band kind of had a space theme and a NASA theme or a kind of a Star Wars theme to theirs, and then the Muscle Shoals Trojan band, you can hear a little bit of that behind us as we're going through some of the first half stats. They did a tribute to the music that comes out of the Muscle Shoals area. A great documentary released earlier this year. If you haven't had a chance to check out Muscle Shoals, the documentary, it is a well-received documentary of the music industry and how it grew here in North Alabama. Bearcats kick off on first down. It's taken at the 20-yard line, run back to the 30, all the way out to the 40, to the 45-yard line is Doc Wells, just straight ahead catching it like he's launched out of a rocket, Jason.
Yeah, Doc Wells wastes no time getting up the field. He doesn't bother cutting, juking, or jiving. He puts the feet up and down, runs north to south, or east to west, depending on how we're turned here. You got to get up my GPS before I can say what we're doing. But we'll just call it north to south. And waste no time getting out to the 41, 42-yard line. That's where the Muscle Shoals Trojans will start off first and 10 here to start the second half.
Working right to left here in the third quarter from the shotgun. Smothers wants to throw. Fires incomplete and picked off by the Bearcats. That's 22. Dalton Yerby with the interception for the Bearcats. It bounced right out of the hands of Desmond Williams and right into the hands of Dalton Yerby, the man on the spot for the Bearcats.
Yeah, the ball just bounced right up off his shoulder pads, and Dalton Yerby went up, took it away from him, and that's where Coleman's going to start the second half now at the 49, the Trojans' 49-yard line. They're moving left to right as you listen. And let's see, Tommy, if that was a spark that this Bearcat team needs to get back into this football game, make it competitive here in the second half. They're only down 3 touchdowns. If they can get this offense fired up, and sure, a little bit, a few things up on defense, we're going to have us a football game here in the second half.
On first and 10 from the Trojan 49, 3 receivers to the far side, 1 to the near side for the Bearcats. Crenshaw, the lone running back, he gets the fake, and Crocker wants to throw, fires for Seth Donaldson on the near sideline on a slant route, and just a little bit behind in timing, just a little bit off that time from Crocker to Donaldson.
Yeah, Donaldson, he was going on, like Tommy said, on that slant route. He started out at the numbers, and he was about the hash mark to the near side of the field. And I don't know if it was a miscommunication or timing or what, but the ball fell behind him about 5 yards. Going to set up second down and 10. Let's see if the Bearcats go with the pass again, as they got 3 receivers on the far side and 1 on the near side.
From the shotgun now, Crocker wants to throw. Fires on the near side, looking for Donaldson again. That one was high, and Donaldson took his eye off of it and checked out the defender who was narrowing in on him, Austin Holder. Holder was coming in to make a stop on Donaldson. That pass falls incomplete. Third down and long now for the Bearcats.
If they come out with a third passing play here to start off the second half, I expect to see a more and more and more of this all night in the second half, because they just didn't do anything on the ground. Let's see if they can get it done in the air. Start getting a little bit of better time and some routes and passes going and move these chains and keep that offense of the Muscle Shoals Trojans off this field for the second half.
On third down and 10, pass to Donaldson on a wide receiver screen, and the Trojans sniff this one out, and they've got him stopped right about the line of scrimmage, so not much doing that time on the Bearcats. A good interception from Dalton Yerby, but the Bearcats look like they're going to go 3 and out.
Well, so they can punt this ball deep. Like I said, flip this field. The ball rests about the 47-yard line. See if they can punt it down deep. They want to keep that ball away from number 21, Dwayne Smith, as he stands with his feet on about the 26-yard line, waiting to receive this kick. And you know, sure enough, he's going to kick it away from him. The ball goes out of bounds. Looks like about the 21, 22-yard line, but they're going to bring him back 23.
Make
up your mind, man.
The official ran all the way down to the 17-yard line, and now he starts running backwards. And I think he was kind of looking. I thought he was looking at the Muscle Shoals sideline to tell him where it went out of bounds, because it was a really low kick coming off to Dalton Irby, so it barely got across the line. But he's kicking it away from Dwayne Smith.
Yeah, there at first, Tommy, I thought it got blocked, but it did not. And it was effective enough to get him set up here just at the 22, 23-yard line.
On first and 10, Smothers wants to throw. The Bearcats are chasing him. He's flushed out of the pocket, though, and gets away and slips all the way out to the 35-yard line. The Bearcats had him close to being wrapped up in the backfield, and just in a split second, he's able to squirt out to the 35-yard line and pick up a first down.
Yeah, he is a very elusive quarterback. There was three Bearcats in the backfield. He was able to escape the rush, avoid the sack, come to the near side of the field about the numbers, cut it up, and he picks up a first down as he stepped out of bounds at the 36-yard line.
First and 10 for the Trojans now, running a spread offense, which from the locals here is something they haven't done all season long, but they're pulling out all the stops to try to get this win away from the Bearcats tonight. Four receivers for the Trojans. They fire it on the near sideline, complete to Desmond Williams, and Williams has 8 yards on the pitch and catch from Smothers.
Just a little, like you said, quick pitch and catch. They're moving the football by throwing the football tonight. It's something that, like you said, Tommy, they're just not used to seeing here tonight, but they're very effective with it so far as they've moved the ball. Another first down for Muscle Shoals as the ball sits at the 46-yard line, or the 54, however how you want to look at it.
So 10 yards on the pitch and catch rather than 8. It's first and 10 Trojans now. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side as they work from right to left. Doc Wells, the lone running back behind Smothers. The fake goes to Wells, and Smothers is going to keep this one, gets across the 50 and down to the Bearcat 47-yard line.
Doc Wells, he faked the handoff to Doc Wells. He ran up right behind the tackle, and then Landon was just able to take the football that time. Landon Smothers, he took the football, followed Doc up into the hole, picks up a good chunk of yardage. It's going to be second down and 4 as they cross midfield. Ball resting on Coleman's 48-yard line at the near hash to the near side of the field.
From the Bearcat 48-yard line, Trojans using a lot of the play clock, milking it down. Receiver split to either side in a double wing. Doc Wells, a lone running back. Smothers wants to throw from the shotgun, loads, fires downfield. Good coverage from the Bearcats. That's Chase Slocum on the coverage, and he had his man covered up well about the 10-yard line. Pass falls incomplete.
Trey Williams, he just went on a basically post route, and Chase Slocum able to put some very good coverage that time, and ball falls to the turf, and it's third down and 4. I'm not even going to say anything about third downs this time, Tommy. I'm not doing it.
Third and 4 for the Trojans coming into tonight. They weren't very good on third down, but tonight they've been excellent. The ball resting on the Bearcat 48-yard line. 9 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. It's 21-0 Trojans over the Bearcats. Third and 4 now. Trojans from the shotgun. Smothers wants to run the option. He pitches it back to Doc Wells. The Bearcats are chasing him. They've got him wrapped up and knocked down right about midfield. A great tackle that time from the Bearcats.
Yeah, that time Yerby was able to come up and make a play in the backfield, drop him for a loss. It's going to be fourth down and 6 now. So you're going to see the punt team come out, and that's number 47, Rhett Morrison, who's done all the kicking duties tonight. He's done a very good job of kicking away. Now, Tommy, remember what we talked about on that fake a while ago? Look at your personal protector, how far he is back off the line of scrimmage as compared to earlier when he's only about 2 yards up.
That's what we're looking at. We were looking at the placement of Dylan Montgomery, and he was back at his usual distance of about 6 yards back, and Morrison's punt goes high into the air and rolls all the way down to the Bearcat 11-yard line. So that's where the Bearcats have put it in play. It'll be first and 10 from their own 11-yard line. The Bearcats trail the Trojans by 21 points. It's 21-0 Muscle Shoals leading Coleman with 8:45 left to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, the Bearcats are going to be starting deep in their own territory this time. They're going to have to get some kind of offensive production going. Move this ball down the field, keep these chains moving, and try to get some points on the board. As the defense has rose to the occasion, and they've got an interception, and they held that time. So let's see if the offense can do what the defense has done to turn it around in the second half.
On first down, Crocker wants to go deep, fires Froh and Lovell. He's triple covered, but he hits him in the hands, bounces off of his face mask at the 40. Almost a spectacular catch from Owen Lovell, but it falls incomplete.
For those listening at home, the reason that ball bounced off his hands in his face mask wasn't lack of concentration. It was number 13, Jordan Peters, a sophomore who came up and jumped up in the air. Looked like he climbed the ladder and knocked that ball away. And so it's going to bring up second down and 10 now.
From the Bearcat 11-yard line, three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Crocker is going to keep it himself, try to turn the far corner, and he's brought down in the backfield behind the line of scrimmage. An ugly-looking tackle from the Trojans, and Crocker is still kind of down, slow getting up off the turf, very close to what could have been a horse-collar tackle from our point of view here, and Ross Crocker's down about the 7-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to tend to Ross Crocker as he lays down on the field there. Like you said, Tommy, I couldn't see, because I'm kind of at a different angle here from you, I couldn't see what was going on the far side, but he was dropped for a big loss. And no signal has been made so far if it was a horse collar, but that's what it almost appeared to be.
Crocker kind of faked the handoff to Crenshaw and was going to keep it himself around the far sideline, and one of the Trojans was right there in the backfield with him. And again, from our perspective, kind of looked like they grabbed him from behind, but obviously the officials have a better angle on it than we do. They did not call that call, so we'll hope that they made the right call, and we'll hope the best for Ross Crocker, who's down about the 7-yard line and now gets up and walks to the sideline.
Yeah, they bring Crocker, they bring him off the sideline. Usually when that happens, they'll bring Bronte Harris in for replacement at quarterback. He was pretty effective last week against Decatur. With the little quarterback draws and that read option off each end, as well as he can throw the ball a little bit too. So let's see how they respond here as they bring Bronte in to take over with quarterbacking duties.
And actually, the Bearcats send in number 16, Fletcher Jennings, to run at quarterback. Jennings will operate from the shotgun now. Loads, fires a pretty pass on the far sideline intended. On the far sideline, looks like for Caden Wynn, pass just a little bit high and falls incomplete.
Yeah, pass just a little bit high, and I apologize about that. I thought it was Bronte Harrison back, but it was, in fact, Fletcher Jennings, and the ball falls, as I say, harmlessly to the ground on the far side of the field as the Bearcats have to punt it away here. It's 4th and 14 with 7:58 to go in the third quarter. Gets away a good punt, ball bounces at the 40. It's going to roll out of bounds at about the 45, 46, 47-yard line, and that's where Muscle Shoals will take over. As you listen, going right to left here. At the big M out on the middle of the field, they're going to put it down on the hash mark to the near side, and that's where Muscle Shoals will have it, 1st and 10.
And not really what you need to do is give this Trojan offensive ball inside your own territory, as they have enough offensive weapons to move at the length of the field, much less on a short field. We'll see what the Bearcat defense has in store for them here. 1st and 10, Muscle Shoals now from the Bearcat 47-yard line. Smothers hands it off to the freshman, Carlos Davis. He goes to the right, now reverses his field, comes back to the near side, gets across the 40 and out to about the 45-yard line. He'll carry for right about 12 yards and a Trojan first down.
Yeah, they're going to mark him down at about between the 35 and 36-yard line. That'll be where they set up 1st and 10. Carlos Davis, number 24. For you folks listening at home, when Tommy said he may be the best athlete to ever come out of the Muscle Shoals area, there's a reason why they say that. This kid is electric and as an eighth grader out here on the field.
1st and 10 for Muscle Shoals now from the Bearcat 35-yard line. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side as the Trojans work from right to left. Carlos Davis, the lone running back. He'll take the handoff from Smothers, big hole. Actually, it was an excellent great fake. I thought Carlos Davis had the ball running up the middle of the field, and Smothers pulls back out and fires on the near sideline, trying to hit Demetrius Abernathy, and that pass falls incomplete, so it's 2nd down and 10. Wow, it was a gaping hole.
Yeah, he faked me off so bad I went for my pen to write down the stats for the scoring play because he had a wide-open run to the end zone. But nevertheless, it was a pass to the near side. It falls incomplete, sets it up now 2nd down and 10.
From the shotgun again. This time it is Carlos Davis with the handoff. He gets across the 30 and runs all the way down to the Bearcat 26-yard line. So a good 8 yards on the carry that time for Carlos Davis, and he's making it look easy. He's so fast. He, like you mentioned a moment ago, talking about number 11, Doc Wells, these guys hit the hole running wide open, and they go one direction. That's toward the end zone.
Yeah, he is zero to full speed in two steps. I mean, he's running wide open after he takes two or three steps out here on the field. So like you said, Tommy, he is running 100 miles an hour when he goes through the line of scrimmage. It's hard for the linebackers to determine where he's going.
Fake to Davis this time. Toss on the near side to Desmond Williams. Williams breaks tackles and dances all the way down to the 15-yard line. Another Muscle Shoals Trojan first down and another 12-yard gain.
Desmond Williams just takes the little quick pitch out to the outside, jukes the defender, cuts back towards the middle of the field, and he is down, like Tommy said, about the – he's inside the 15-yard line. Let's see what they're doing. They're going to call. They got a flag on the play. Looks like it's going to be holding. They're not going to move the chains. They're going to back them up. As looks like Muscle Shoals gets their second penalty of the game, which appears to be a holding call.
No signal from the official yet, but that's what we're presuming based on where the flag was thrown and how they're marking off the penalty. So to push the football back out to the 33-yard line, holding now the call against the Trojans. It'll bring up third down and seven for Muscle Shoals from the Bearcat 37-yard line. Muscle Shoals leads Coleman 21-0. We've got 6 minutes, 20 seconds left in the third quarter, and the Trojans are driving.
They're starting to eat this clock up, too. They're not getting in any hurry to get to the line of scrimmage to run the next play. They've been snapping the football with somewhere between 5 and 6 seconds on the play clock.
Smothers washed a throw, rose to the far side of the field. Dalton Yerby gets a hand on it, and it falls incomplete. I thought he was going to tap it to Bronte Harris, but neither one of them able to bring it in, but the pass falls incomplete, so a good defensive stand that time for the Bearcats.
Yeah, that time, I think it actually scared Dalton whenever he turned around and the football was coming at him, and he put his hands up to catch it, and it was too late. But nevertheless, like you said, Tommy, they've got to put a great defensive stand that time. It's going to bring up fourth down in about 6 yards. So they're going to bring out Rhett Morrison to try a field goal here.
A 50-yard field goal attempt. He kicked one from the same point in warm-ups, and it bounced on the crossbar. We'll see where this one goes. Good snap, good place. Kick is up, heading for it, and it is just going to be wide to the right. So a 50-yard field goal attempt from Rhett Morrison falls incomplete. The Bearcats have held on a series, and now that's about two series in a row. We've seen some good defensive play from the Bearcats, but the Bearcats have got to get something put together offensively and get some points on the board as they trail the Trojans by 21. It's 21-0. Trojans leading the Bearcats with 5:57 left to go here in the third quarter.
And the Bearcats will take over on their own 20-yard line. See what they can do with this football. Like Tommy said, they're going to have to get something going on offense. I know folks at home probably getting tired of hearing me say that, but like in the first half, they had 40 yards of rushing, and they're going to have to step it up here. They're running that little tight set that they're accustomed to running from time to time.
Bronte Harris from the Wild Bearcat now takes a direct snap and runs forward to about the 25-yard line. 5-yard pickup for the Bearcat, so it'll be 2nd and 5.
Yeah, he's giving it a little bit different look back there and able to move the football that time on 1st down. Picks up 5 yards on first, brings up 2nd down and 5. Let's see if he elects to keep the football and run it off the end like he did that last time. Notice how they brought that offensive line in there a little bit more tight. Maybe a little bit different blocking scheme when they bring Bronte Harris into the football game.
Dawson Drake in motion to the far side. He takes the handoff from Bronte Harris, and he gets 1, maybe 2 yards of hard running from Dawson Drake, and he's kind of hammered right about the 32-yard line. He picks up about 2 yards. It'll now be 3rd down and a long 3, maybe 4 yards. 3rd down, 4 yards to go now for the Bearcats.
Dawson Drake came from the near side of the field and just took the handoff, tried to get around the end. And like Tommy said, he was able to pick up 2 yards there to set up 3rd and manageable here.
3rd down and 4. From the Bearcat 27-yard line. Bronte Harris wants to throw. Fires down the far sideline. Owen Lovell is open. And it's intercepted by Dwayne Smith. One official said he was out of bounds, and one official is marking him inbounds. And all indications now are he's going to be inbound. So Bronte Harris's pass intercepted by Dwayne Smith.
Yeah, Owen Lovell, he had a step on Smith that time. And that's something to be said about the speed of Lovell, because Dwayne Smith's like one of the fastest guys on this team. But the ball floated just enough to where Dwayne could turn around and get his hands on the football. But like I said, Owen did have a step on on the defender that time. Ball just floated and wiggled a little bit too much. And Muscle Shoals comes away with another interception.
Just a little bit too much air under the ball allowed Smith to get in position and pick it off. It's first and 10 Trojans now, working right to left with a 21-point lead over the Bearcats. Straight ahead handoff, getting up to right about the 47-yard line. Just nothing fancy, just straight ahead running that time from Doc Wells. And now a penalty flag comes in late, right about the 47-yard line.
Doc Wells' helmet got pulled off there in the scrum, and I don't know if he pulled it off or if he got poked and pulled it off or somebody yanked it off or what. Let's see what they're going to say. They're going to say personal foul.
Personal foul against Muscle Shoals.
There we go. So they're going to back them up. That's going to be second down.
So the penalty of 15 yards will back the football all the way up to the Muscle Shoals 37-yard line.
It's a personal foul. It's a dead ball. Okay, now they're marking it second. I was unsure what. So it's going to be second down and forever. But forever is not an impossible thing when you got an offense like Muscle Shoals been put on the field tonight.
From the Trojan 37-yard line, three receivers to the near side. Smothers from the shotgun. Carlos Davis alone back standing beside him. Davis will take the handoff, get to the line of scrimmage, and he's wrapped up by a couple of Bearcats there leading the way. Will Blaylock and then Garrett Cornelius finished him off.
Yeah, Will Blaylock getting through the line that time. Gets into the backfield and wraps up Davis around his ankles, able to corral him to the ground. And this time his helmet popped off. Their equipment manager.
Well, I tell you what.
And had a little talk with him.
When I played ball, and probably when you did, you had to pull that helmet away from your ears to get it to come up off your head. If my helmet came off, my head was probably going to be inside of it.
Yeah, I could have played without a chin strap. I still wouldn't have had to worry about my helmet coming off.
Third down and 20 now for the Trojans from their own 37-yard line. Three receivers to the near side. Smothers from the shotgun. Fakes the handoff to his motion man, Williams, and he's going to keep it straight ahead, and he dives forward maybe about a yard. Another good defensive stand for the Bearcats.
That time was my main man out there, number 7, Justin Patterson. He's picked up that intensity that he had last week in that second half, able to drop quarterback Landon in the backfield, Landon Sanders, or Smothers. I saw a documentary the other day, and it was about Landon Donovan, soccer player, and I've been wanting to call that young man Landon Donovan all night long.
Rhett Morrison to punt it away from his own 25-yard line. A good high spiral, a great coverage kick that hits at the 25 and then takes a monster roll all the way down to the Bearcat 11-yard line.
That's where we kicked it to the last time. Same spot on the field. That was kicking kick, Tommy. I mean, he kicked the strings off that ball that time, and what I like about his style, when he punts the football, if you'll notice, it doesn't turn end over end. It almost turns into a pass going down the field. And excellent job that time by number 47, Rhett Morrison. Pins Coleman deep back to back to their 11-yard line. That's where they'll take over first and 10 with 2:40 remaining in the third. Muscle Shoals leads Coleman 21-0.
So the Bearcats pin deep in their own territory to about their own 11-yard line. Bronte Harris still in, running the Wild Bearcat offense. He'll fake it to Dawson Drake, keeping himself. He's got a hole. 20, spins to the 25 and falls forward to the 27-yard line. Bronte Harris has got a Bearcat first down, but we've got a flag back at the 20-yard line.
Well, they threw that flag's about where he made the cut to get upfield, and they're going to call personal foul against Coleman. Don't know what that's about. I would assume it would have been a hold from that point, but somebody must have had a hold of someone's face mask.
That, or we could have had an offensive lineman downfield that blocked in the back or something, but a great run that time from Bronte Harris.
Yeah,
so unfortunately for the Bearcats, it goes back.
And Bronte Harris, he's a very elusive runner when he's on offense. He plays defensive back, plays this left-hand side of the field, the near side, most of the time when he's on defense. But when he does come in on offense, he is an electric player, folks. And he can pick them up and put them down, and he can elude a defender as well.
So on first down, they mark it first down and 12 for the Bearcats. Ball on the Bearcat 9-yard line. They trail the Trojans by 21. Now penalty flag again coming in from the near sideline.
Looks like they're going to call. Looks like a procedural penalty if they're going to call it.
They're calling offsides against Muscle Shoals. Offsides against the Bearcats. It looked like Jacob Mills, who they were kind of pointing at, might have lined up offsides. He's the offensive tackle on the right-hand side. So that penalty backs the football up to the Bearcat 5-yard line. So it's first down and 17 now for the Bearcats from their own 5. Bronte Harris in the shotgun. Hands off to Crenshaw. Crenshaw dives forward, squirms, and drives his legs, getting out to about the 7. Not much doing. A couple of yards on the carry for Will Crenshaw.
Yeah, just trying to pull the power run back out of the playbook. Runs off tackle. Stumbles forward for a couple yards there. It's going to bring up second down, 13 from the 9-yard line.
From the 9 now, Bronte Harris still in the shotgun. 2 receivers to the far side as the Bearcats work from left to right. Harris going to keep it himself, turns the corner, gets across the 15, still breaking tackles to the 20, and out to the 21-yard line, and he's going to be close to a Bearcat first down.
Yeah, great running that time from Bronte Harris. He was just bobbing and weaving out there and able to squirt forward just past the 20-yard line. It's going to be just... No, they are. Are they going to say first down? First down, Coleman Bearcats on that Bronte Harris run that time. Great running by Mr. Harris.
So Bronte Harris running the Bearcat offense has a first down out to the 21-yard line. Harris will stay at quarterback. Same play, direct snap, running off tackle to the far side, flag in the backfield.
What they got going on back there. As soon as the ball was snapped, they threw that. I don't know if they're going to call a procedure or it can't be holding. Yeah, they're going to call a legal procedure on Coleman. So they're going to back them up 5 and try it all again. So it'll be first and 15 now.
Ross Crocker remains on the sidelines for the Bearcats. And Fletcher Jennings, the freshman, will check back in at quarterback now for the Bearcats on first down and 15.
Now Fletcher's got a cannon for an arm. He can really let it rip when he needs to. Bronte Harris comes in. He's more of an elusive runner. When you got Fletcher Jennings, when he comes in, he's going to be more your pocket passer out there tonight for the Bearcats.
3 receivers to the near side. 1 to the far side for Jennings from the shotgun. Crenshaw's his lone running back. Quick snap. Hits Jennings in the chest. He has to dive on it. Jennings was looking to the sideline, perhaps for a change in the play in the center. Snapped the ball and bounced right out of his gut. But Jennings was able to fall on it, thankfully for the Bearcats.
Yeah, very lucky that time. They don't want to turn the ball over that deep into Muscle Shoals territory. Very fortunate to be able to fall back on that football. Let's see. I can't make out the scoreboard from here. It's going to be second 18. We've got 34 seconds to go with 17 seconds on the play clock. So they're going to have to run one more play here before we move on to the fourth quarter. Let's see what the Bearcats and Fletcher Jennings plan on doing.
Jennings in the shotgun. 3 receivers to the near side. 1 the far side. Out to Haley in the backfield. Now comes in motion to the near side. Jennings wants to throw. Fires high down the near side of the field. Intended for Dawson Drake, and it falls incomplete. Good coverage on the near sideline that time again by Austin Holder.
Yeah, that time he wanted to just rear back and sling it down the sideline. Like I said, it was a good pass, good route running, just better defensive play by the Muscle Shoals Trojans that time. Knocks the ball away. It's going to set up third down at 18. So the clock stopped with 7.4 seconds to go. This should be the last play of the third quarter. Bearcats come out in this wide set here.
It's third down and 18 for the Bearcats.
They brought Harris back in the quarterback position.
Bronte Harris back at quarterback and Will Crenshaw in the backfield behind him. Bronte Harris wants to throw, rolls to the near side, loads, fires high, wobbling spiral in and out of the hands of Austin Holder, who could have had an interception at the 40-yard line, but that one falls incomplete. He's going to give the Bearcats a chance to punt.
Yeah, they went up to he'll dream about that one, as I like to say, because it hit him right in the hands and then went right through him and bounced right off of his numbers onto the numbers on the turf. So that's the end of the third quarter. As we start the fourth quarter here in Muscle Shoals, it's Muscle Shoals 21, the Coleman Bearcats nothing. And I'm going to switch ends of the field, and Coleman will end up punting this football away. We'll be back in just a few moments to bring you the fourth quarter action here of Muscle Shoals and Coleman.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
Back at James Sprague Stadium on the campus of Muscle Shoals High School, set for the fourth quarter between the Bearcats and the Trojans. The Bearcats trail the Trojans by 21. It's 21-0 Trojans as we start the fourth quarter. Dalton Yerby with a great punt this time on fourth down for the Bearcats. He gets it over the head of Dwayne Smith. It hits at the Trojan 47-yard line and rolls all the way down to the 37. So a great punt, a good flip of the field that time by Dalton Yerby and the Bearcats.
Yeah, Dalton Yerby, all night long, he's been kicking those balls, you know, kind of like a knuckleball, and it bounces and rolls in pretty good ways. But like you said, Tommy, that ball actually traveled in the air quite a ways down to the 47 and comes to rest on the 38-39-yard line. That's where Muscle Shoals is going to take over. First and 10. They're moving left to right as you listen now. And they're trying to get back into the end zone, pad this lead a little bit. But this Coleman defense, they sturdied up in the third quarter. Let's see if they came to play in the second like they did in the third. Try to get after quarterback out here and force a mistake, get this ball over. We need a turnover out here, boys.
First and 10, Trojans now. Smothers, straight ahead, handoff to Doc Wells. Wells has running room across midfield and down to the Bearcat 45-yard line. A 15-yard scamper from Doc Wells in a flash.
Yeah, Doc Wells hit the hole, and he was to the linebackers before anybody even saw him. Falls forward there down to the 46-yard line, and that's where they'll start again. They move the chains, and Tommy, here's where you're going to see that ball control mentality come in. They let that clock run and run and run and run. Now,
first and 10, Trojans now. Fake to Doc Wells. Smothers wants to keep it. Now he tosses it back to the squirt, Demetrius Abernathy. And Abernathy falls forward to right him at the 45-yard line. Abernathy's not a big guy. He's only, they list him as 5'5", but he's pushing at 5'5", with boots on, but he's quick.
He was standing on the sugar pack whenever they measured him. He's 5'4 and a half. But anyway, that good play that time defensively from Dalton Yerby as he comes up and makes a play. There's laundry on the field, and they're calling a personal foul on Coleman, and they're going to mark off 15 yards and set up Muscle Shoals. They're going to be deep into Coleman territory as they place the ball down between the 30 and the 29-yard line on the near hash. And then they never gave an explanation of what actually happened. They just said personal foul. So they'll pump the clock into motion here.
So from the Bearcat 30-yard line, the Trojans have it first and 10. Double wing and receiver split to either side. Smothers gets a play from the sideline. Now he wants to change it. From the pistol formation, fakes it to Doc Wells, handed off to Demetrius Abernathy again, turning the far corner. Abernathy gets about 3 yards. Bearcats trying to strip the football away, but Abernathy had a good hold on it.
Yeah, he came around. He was lined up at the slot over here. Then he wasn't even lined up in the backfield. He kind of ran a little bit of a loop route. Quarterback just handed him the ball, and he busted up the line there, only able to pick up a few yards. But it gets hard keeping up with these running backs. Like you said in the pregame, they're going to churn in 8-9 guys in the backfield all night long, and they've delivered on that promise so far.
Fake to Abernathy again. Smothers wants to throw, fires to a wide open Doc Wells, and Wells unable to haul it in about the 20-yard line. He would have had end zone in front of him, Jason, had he been able to bring that one in.
Yeah, he looked at the ball, actually, instead of having to turn around and get it, they threw it on the inside of the 20-yard line. Ball came over his right or his left shoulder, and he just had alligator arms that time. He just pulled his hands away before the ball got there, and it fell to the ground. Well, you're right, Tommy. He had nothing but real estate in front of him, and there wasn't a Bearcat in town. So,
third down and 8 now for the Trojans. Receiver split to either side, a double wing both ways. Now motion to the near side from the Trojans. Smothers in the backfield, fires. It's picked off by the Bearcats at the 25. Run back to the 30, 35, 40, and all the way out to the 43-yard line.
Sam Calagaris stepped in front of that pass. They threw a flag on the play, but it was a procedural penalty against Muscle Shoals, and I'm sure that the Bearcats will decline this, as Sam Calagaris made one heck of a play on the far side of the field. Stepped in front of the football and ran out of bounds over on about the 41, 42-yard lines. Once again, we have another interception. Let's see if that might be able to spark them to life here in the fourth.
The Bearcat defense has come to play in the second half, but so far the Trojan defense has proved to be the tail for the Bearcat offense, not being able to move the football here in the second half. The Bearcats only had 40 yards in the first half, and so far here in the second half, it's been slim pickings. Three receivers to the near side, one to the far side to the Bearcats. Jennings wants to throw, fires incomplete, intended on the far sideline for Seth Donaldson, and the defensive back made a move just trying to pick the ball off. Had Donaldson been able to bring it in, he might have scampered into the end zone, but it falls incomplete.
Yeah, the defensive back on the far side, he jumped the route with the ball. He almost kind of held Donaldson up there just a little bit, kind of bumped him, but no call on the far side, and the ball falls to the turf. But like you said, Tommy, since that defensive back jumped that route, Donaldson had no one in front of him all the way to the end zone.
Fletcher Jennings hands off to Will Crenshaw. Crenshaw's hit at the line of scrimmage and spins and then is able to lunge forward out to about the 43-yard line.
With the amount of yards that they picked up in the first half with the rushing, they had 40 yards rushing in the first half. We're down 21 to nothing. They're going to have to throw this football more.
Third down and 8 for the Bearcats now. 9 minutes, 50 seconds left in the ball game. The Bearcats trail by 21. It's 21 to nothing, Muscle Shoals. From the Bearcat 43-yard line, two receivers split to either side. Fletcher Jennings in at quarterback after the injury to Ross Crocker. Fakes a handoff to Crenshaw, and it's bobbled and fallen onto the turf. The Trojans have picked it up. They're running toward the end zone, 10-5. Touchdown, Muscle Shoals. Caleb Felton picked up the bobbled handoff from Fletcher Jennings to Will Crenshaw and scooped it up, ran it all the way into the end zone for another Trojan touchdown.
That's the fifth defensive touchdown on the season so far for the Muscle Shoals Trojans. They were plus 4 in turnover margin coming into this game, but they've added to that list tonight for certain as number 20, Caleb Felton, takes that ball 43 yards, had reservations for 6 in the end zone.
Rhett Morrison on to attempt the extra point. The snap, the place, the kick is up, and it is good. So the clock is stopped with 9:27 left to play in the ballgame. Your score, Muscle Shoals 28 and Coleman nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon. 734-0038. 734-0038.
At James Franks Stadium on the campus of Muscle Shoals High School, Tommy Warhurst alongside Jason Coretti for Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. Glad you're with us. The Muscle Shoals Trojans with a 28-0 lead over the Coleman Bearcats in this 6A Region 8 battle. Red Morrison set to kick it away for the Trojans. Bronte Harris and Caden Wynn back to receive for the Bearcats, standing at about the 5-yard line. Bronte Harris will take this from the 5, back to the 10, 15, dances to the 20, tries to get outside, now cuts back to the middle of the field and runs to the 25-yard line.
Bronte Harris very elusive that time. He gets 20 yards on the return. He'll set the Bearcats up here first and 10 from their own 25-yard line. And got to hold on to the football this time, guys. We're getting down to zero. Zero chances left on the board here. We got 28 to nothing lead Muscle Shoals over Coleman with 9:20 left to play in the game. They're really going to have to get after it on offense and look for maybe a turnover or two on defense to get back in this ball game. The 6A Region 8 contest, very important for the Bearcats tonight if they plan to keep those playoff streak of 9 years moving on up to 10 years.
Bronte Harris, a quarterback now from the shotgun. He'll hand it off to Crenshaw running straight ahead. Crenshaw might have gotten forward progress for one. There's just not much doing on that interior defensive line for the Trojans.
Yeah, the defensive line for Muscle Shoals tonight, they have been a brick wall. Anytime there's been any yards picked up tonight by these Coleman Bearcats, it's been around on the edges and short, quick passes to the outside. The guys up front for Muscle Shoals on the defense, they came to play tonight. And by the looks of them, they've been in the beans and taters for a while because that's a bunch of big boys out there.
It's second down and 9 for the Bearcats now for their own 26-yard line. Bronte Harris still at quarterback from the shotgun. He'll fake it to Dawson Drake. He's going to keep it himself. 30, 35, out to the 37-yard line and a Bearcat first down.
That time Bronte Harris, he just went off tackle with the quarterback keeper, faked the handoff, and jumped across a couple linebackers, able to pick up a first down as he moves the ball out to the 37-yard line. Good positive yards that time for Bronte Harris. Let's see if they can keep this going here. Move these chains again. Keep that offense and Muscle Shoals off the field. Wear this defense down a little bit. That's another thing, Tommy. They haven't had these sustained drives. That could be why these defensive players for the defensive line of Muscle Shoals are still playing so well, because they haven't been on the field that much.
They're getting plenty of rest because the Bearcat defense has been on the field most of the night. Bronte Harris, direct snap, big hole, 40, 45, across midfield, down to the Trojan, 47-yard line, and another Bearcat first down is Bronte Harris.
Bronte Harris, exact same play that they ran the last time. They just ran it to the near side of the field instead of the far side. He's able to pick up another big chunk of real estate. Gets out to the Bearcat, or the Trojan, 48-yard line, or the 52.
Depending on which way you're going.
Hey, you got to say it. When it's a 48-yard line, it's got to be the 52-yard line. I'm going to do that from here on out. Just for spite.
First and 10 for the Bearcats now from the Trojan 47.
Got a flag on the far side of the field. See what they say. It's going to be illegal procedure against Coleman. So they're going to give back 5 of the 10 that they just picked up. It'll be first down and 15 now as the Bearcats trying to get on the scoreboard here late in the fourth. As we've got 7:55 left to play here in the game. As you got Bronte Harris in the backfield. He's offset with Will Crenshaw. Number 12 goes in motion this time. They fake the handoff and looks like, nope, there goes Crenshaw.
Straight ahead. Yep, sorry, Jason. Straight ahead running for Will Crenshaw. Both of us excited to see a big hole open up and see Will Crenshaw get some good positive yardage. That's his best run of the night. It's another Bearcat first down all the way down to the Trojan 32-yard line.
I was trying to help you out there because I knew you was working over here for a second. Oh, if you only knew how much fun we had on Friday nights up here doing this. It's
First and 10 for the Bearcats now from the Trojan 32. Bronte Harris is going to hand it off to Dawson Drake, and Drake's going to be hammered in the backfield. There's 3 or 4 Trojans waiting on him as he took that sweep handoff from Bronte Harris.
Yeah, took a little toss as he came from the far side of the field into the backfield. Bronte Harris just pitches the ball up to him. He tries to get around the short side of the field over here to this end. And great defensive play that time by number 93. Of Muscle Shoals. That's Will Kilpatrick. He's a junior defensive end on the near side of the field. Actually, he's playing defensive tackle. And number 39 that time also, that was Jacob Harper. Name we've called a lot tonight.
On second down, Bronte Harris going to keep it himself. Dances to the left and gets down to about the 37-yard line.
Yeah, he got a few yards that time. And it's going to bring up third and long here.
Clock
third
is running.
Sheffield, as I'd like to say.
Third and long. They called it third down and 13. 6.5 minutes left in the ball game. It's a 28-0 Muscle Shoals lead over the Bearcats. The Bearcats operating from the Muscle Shoals Trojan 37-yard line. Bronte Harrison, quarterback, due to an injury to Ross Kruk. He has 2 receivers to the far side. Owen Lovell comes in motion to the near side, and we get a penalty flag on the play. False start against the Bearcats.
Yeah, number 66 that time. That was Trevor Kreider. Lean forward a little bit there, and Mark Britton wants to have a talk. He sends out number 70, Justin Butts, back into the game to take his place. That's going to be third down and 18 now. This clock stopped with 6:07. It starts back up. And the game clock ticks to 20 as Coleman tries to figure out what kind of play they're going to run here. The ball resting on the 42-yard line, Muscle Shoals. Coleman's going to have some sort of offensive explosion here. Third and 18.
Third down and 18 for the Bearcats now. Bronte Harris with a shotgun runs straight ahead. He's hit right about the line of scrimmage. Nothing doing on that play.
Yeah, he just tried to go right off tackle that time. And the defensive line of Muscle Shoals closed the hole quick. That's going to bring up fourth down and about 17. Now they're going to say fourth and 18. No gain on the play. And that's going to bring out Dalton Yerby to punt this ball away. Try to pin Muscle Shoals deep, give this defense a chance to make a play and get the ball back for them deep in Muscle Shoals territory.
Fourth down at 18 now. Dalton Yerby in at punt formation. He should hit it about midfield. Short punt formation, a high spiraling kick. Caught by the Trojans at the 10-yard line and hammered right there on the spot. Great punt coverage that time for Mason Goodwin. He was all over the Trojan receiver as soon as he caught the football.
Mason Goodwin comes down and makes one spectacular special teams play that time. As soon as the back caught the football, he looked up and he saw number 20 coming with his mean on. Great form tackle, and he drops him there at the 10-yard line. And just exceptional play that time out of Mason Goodwin as he makes a tackle. At the 10, that's where Muscle Shoals will take over first and 10 deep in their own territory. They got 4:54 left in this game. So
Smothers at quarterback. He'll operate out of the shotgun. The Trojans have receivers split to either side and a wing to both sides as well. Doc Wells, the lone running back. Wells takes the handoff, bends through the line of scrimmage, cuts back across field, gets across the 20 and out to the 22-yard line. And just like that, in a flash of lightning, he's got 12 yards and a Trojan first down.
Got 12 yards there. That's going to move the chains once again. Clock's going to start back up with 4:48 to go. And if you'll notice, they're going to start slowing this down a lot. Hard snap count that time from Landon Smothers trying to change the play now. Steps back into this almost like a pistol formation there, Tommy.
Smothers gives it to his up back. That's going to be Doc Wells, and Wells gets maybe about a yard up to right about the 23-yard line.
Yeah, number 42 that time. Excuse me. Number 42, Garrett Cornelius, able to wrap him up in the backfield there. Maybe he gained about a half yard. Exceptional play as he came up the middle and just dropped that up back for about a one-yard gain.
So it's second down and 8 for the Trojans now from their 22-yard line. Smothers gets the play call from the sideline. There's receiver split to either side in a double wing. He'll hand it off to his motion man coming to the near side. He gets across the 30, 35, across the 40, and out to the 45-yard line. That's the freshman. That's Carlos Davis. Davis has another Trojan first down and big yardage out to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, Davis that time, he just comes off the near end of the field here and able to just turn on the jets, and he's able to get out to the 44-yard line that time. Another huge Muscle Shoals first down. And that's got the Muscle Shoals Trojans set up first and 10 here, like I said.
First and 10 from their own 39-yard line. Receiver split to either side, double wing. Smothers from the shotgun, hands it off. No, he's going to keep it himself. It's a great fake, and Smothers keeps it, runs a quarterback keeper right out to midfield. A good 5-yard scamper that time for the quarterback, Landon Smothers.
Landon Smothers, he faked the handoff. He came to the near side of the field, got over about the hash mark, cut it back up to the middle of the field, able to pick up 7 yards that time on first down. It's going to be second down and 3 as they cross midfield.
So on second down and 3, just inside Bearcat territory, Trojans with a 28-point lead, 2 minutes, 50 seconds left in the ball game. Smothers hands off to Demetrius Abernathy. Abernathy gets away from a Bearcat at the 49 and squirts down to right about the 46-yard line.
Yeah, he's going to pick up a couple yards there off that far side. It's going to bring up third and short. See if they decide to go for it. And looks like no change of personnel so far. So it looks like Muscle Shoals is, well, of course, they're going to go for it on third down, Jason.
Wow. They've been good tonight. They're reversing their stats tonight.
My bad. I thought it was fourth down, but it's third down still. So, they'll probably go for it on third down, buddy.
Third down. Well, coming into tonight, their third down conversions were awful, and they didn't throw the ball. And tonight, they've thrown the ball all over the field. They've been in wide sets, and they've really converted on third down. And on this time, they handed off straight ahead. Running is Ty Fuqua, and Fuqua gets across the 45 down to the 44 for the Trojan first down.
Yeah, Fuqua just runs right up the middle. Nothing fancy, kind of what they've done all night. They haven't really run a whole lot of desperation trick plays or anything. They just lined up and ran the football straight at Coleman all night. And doing a whale of a job moving the football.
And they do it with fresh legs. They're bringing in, like you mentioned, Jason, 7 and 8 different running backs. So they've always got fresh legs in the ballgame. First and 10 Trojans now from the Bearcat 45. They hand it off to Carlos Davis, who came in motion. And he gets about 9 yards all the way down to the Bearcat 35, 36-yard line. Minute 40 left to play in the ballgame. Trojans up 28-0.
Yeah, you talk about a stable of running backs. We've called the name of Demetrius Abernathy. We've called the name of Trey Williams. We've called Ty Fuqua, Doc Wells, Carlos Davis. The only thing I haven't called Reggie Goodloe's name yet, and probably looking for him to check in. Number 34, if he steps into the game, they pretty well hit the trifecta on all these running backs so far tonight.
Smothers from the shotgun. Double wing and receiver split to either side. One back behind him. They hand it off to the back coming in motion. That's Carlos Davis again, and Davis gets maybe about 2 yards down to the Bearcat 34-yard line.
Yeah, flag on the field. They got him by the face mask that time, so he's going to end up moving the chains 15 more yards down the field, it looks like.
Clock stop just inside of 1 minute left of the ball game. It's a 28-0 Trojan lead over the Bearcats.
That moves the ball down to the Coleman 29-yard line. As Tommy said, we got 58 seconds left in the ball game. Coleman trails 28-0.
We haven't heard anything out of Hartzell and Austin. You would suspect that the Hartzell would win that ball game tonight, but if by an outside chance Austin wins it, then things can get crazy in 6A Region 8, but it looks like more than likely the Bearcats will not be making a 10th straight playoff appearance.
Yeah, unfortunate too, because you know, this Coleman Bearcat team, they've played their hearts out all season long. They just come up short when it counted the most. You know, you had last week, Muscle Shoals just going to go into victory formation, and they nail down on the football, and they're going to meet out at midfield. They're bringing the team out. But like I said, you had last week, you come along, and to start the game, have a couple turnovers, and things just got out of hand quickly. We kind of hope that they're coming up this week, coming up to Muscle Shoals, that the Bearcats would bounce back from that stinging loss they had last week. They lost 33-13, and the score wasn't indicative of what the game actually was. It was a little bit closer, and Decatur just kind of went away with it there at the end. Two touchdowns within the last 40 seconds of the ball game last week made the score kind of more inflated than it was. It was actually 26-6, but it was closer earlier in the game. But was hoping that they'd bounce back this week. You got Coleman. They're going to move to 2-4 in the region. They're going to be 4-5 overall. Muscle Shoals tonight, they're going to move to 4-2 in the region. They're going to be 6-2 overall. And as we have some fans come by, we'll wave and say hello. We'll see what happens tonight in the Florence versus Decatur game. And as Tommy mentioned, it's Austin at Hartzell. So a lot of games out there left to play. But next week, Coleman goes back home to take on Russellville on Halloween night. And next Thursday night, looks like Muscle Shoals will be right back here at home to take on Buckhorn to finish out the season. As tonight was the last of region play for most everybody in the state. And just kind of a disappointing evening.
Disappointing evening for the Bearcats as they fall 28-0 to the Muscle Shoals Trojans. We'll continue our post-game wrap-up in a moment. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday 7 to 5 and Saturday till noon. 734-0038. 734-0038. 157 Hardware understands your frustration with long checkout lines and lack of personal service at large home improvement warehouses. That's why, for over 40 years, 157 Hardware has been your local, home-owned hardware store and is an authorized Cub Cadet dealer. Whatever your indoor or outdoor projects entail, Johnny Miller and his team at 157 Hardware are here to personally assist you with all your sales and service needs. 157 Hardware is conveniently located on Highway 157, 1/8 of a mile from the stockyard. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. That's 157 Hardware, your home-owned local hardware store. 256-734-8583. It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
Back at James Franks Stadium on the campus of Muscle Shoals High School, where the Muscle Shoals Trojans have just defeated the Coleman Bearcats by a score of 28-0. And Jason, what was not the kind of ball game we thought we'd see. We really thought we'd see a good offensive performance on both sides of the ball. It ended up being a good defensive performance from the Trojans that just really kept the Bearcats at bay.
Yeah, tonight they really needed to come out and establish themselves on defense and stop Muscle Shoals from scoring. Muscle Shoals got off to a quick start with a punt return that ended up getting them inside the 5-yard line, set up an easy score there to start off the game. Then went 3 and out again and ended up turning that into 7 points. So you ended up 14-0 with 2 minutes and 43 seconds to go left in the first. They tacked on another touchdown. Going to halftime 21-0, trailing a very good Muscle Shoals team that's got a defense that is just astonishing. The way their defensive line played tonight was just out of this world. They were like a brick wall up there. But nevertheless, about midway through the third quarter, Coleman made a good defensive stand, and Rhett Morrison came in to try a 50-yard field goal. Spun off just to the right of the goalpost and fell no good. And then just right here before the end of the game, he had in the fourth quarter with 9:27 to go. Had a little missed exchange in the backfield. Ball falls to the ground. And number 20 for Muscle Shoals. And let me find a young Caleb Felton. Caleb Felton picked that ball up. And like I said in the broadcast, he had reservations for 6. And there was nobody waiting on him to keep him from ordering that steak once he got there in the end zone. And that's where this game comes to an end. And possibly Coleman's playoffs dreams and hopes came to an end tonight as well, as they fall 28-0 here in Muscle Shoals tonight.
Well, the playoff hopes may have ended, but the season isn't over for the Bearcats. They'll be back home next week at Oliver Woodard Stadium. Your chance to come out and show your support for the Coleman Bearcats next week as they take on what used to be a good region foe in the Russellville Golden Tigers, and that'll still be a good ball game next week between the Bearcats and the Golden Tigers. And this is a young Bearcat football team. They've got a lot of experience that's going to be back next season, like I mentioned too. This season's not over for the Bearcats. They can wind it up with a big win next week at home against Russellville.
Tommy, before we go, I'd like to take just a moment and let you know that I had some listeners tonight down on the coast. My parents and my aunts and uncles were down there tonight. Just tell you that love you. Thank y'all for listening in. And my beautiful wife, she's on her way home from work. Thank you for listening. Love you as well. And I'll see you when I get home.
Well, another update with about, actually probably near the end of the ball game now. Hartsell 28, Austin 6. So more than likely, Hartsell headed to the playoffs as the number 4 team in the region. The Coleman Bearcats back at home next week against the Russellville Golden Tigers. For Jason Coretti, I'm Tommy Warhurst saying so long and thanks for listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. Friday Night Live is brought to you in part each and every week by Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, by Cyber Broadband, Good Hope Pharmacy, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, Fuller Optical, AK Rentals, Alpha Agent Cynthia Phillips, Specialty Pharmacy, Joe Coretti Auto Service, and 157 Hardwood. Once again, your final score, the Muscle Shoals Trojans 28 and the Coleman Bearcats nothing. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
We're the all-new Live 95, WRJM-LP, Coleman.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. This wave is stringing us along. Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head. to the side until I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch the hood wink, cause I make you stop, think. You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot Swiss, I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Burton Camper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Can I make a break and take a bake out like a sink and ache and shake out like vanilla? It's the finest of the flavors. Gotta see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go cause it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but a moment too soon. Yesterday you've forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoky man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting and Pantrick. Like Stinker's guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny numbs so my irons are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Watch my stadium home on the rally.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
So, Sylvie, what's on your mind this week?
You mean Ebola, ISIS, immigration, separation of church and state in Houston? Shall I continue?
Yeah, you left out the Alabama Speaker of the House was just indicted on 23 felony corruption charges. You know, just another day at the office for them. And then there was that crazy stock market riot a week or so ago. I guess we're going to blame that on Ebola, right?
Well, the media certainly is.
Hey, these are some of the topics we're going to bring to your attention on our new program, This Week Live, which will be debuting just before Americans go to the polls on November the 4th.
Perhaps for the last time ever.
Oh, please.
We'll cover all of Obama's faults, one at a time, like Obamacare, broken hard drives, IRS scandals, Fifth Amendments, Fast and Furious.
You know, Obama's just the president. He's not the entire government. I don't know why you people always want to blame everything on the president.
It's Bush's fault.
There's other people involved working in the government, too, shall I say, Lois Lerner?
We'll get to all of those people, too, on This Week Live, and we'll start the discussion at 4 p.m. on November 3rd.
We'll cover all of this and more, from the city of Coleman to Coleman County in the state of Alabama, and yes, what you should be aware of from the feds as well. So join us November the 3rd at 4 p.m. when we launch This Week Live, right here on Coleman's Independent Radio. We are Live 95.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world.
Hello, Coleman. My name is Jason Spiegel, and along with my co-host, Lenny Barnes, we want to extend a special invitation to join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Sports Talk Live.
Each Tuesday, we will announce the People's Bank Player of the Week, as well as discuss the past week top high school and college games.
Don't miss Thursdays when we welcome regular guest Greg Smith with OnlyBestBets.com at 4:25 p.m. and Greg Vosta with Campus Insider at 4:45 p.m.
Once again, please join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 until 6 for Sports Talk Live right here on 95.5 Live 95 WRJM, Cullman's Independent Radio.
Sports Talk Live is brought to you in part by our friends at People's Bank, who bring you Where's Moolah each and every week, as well as the Player of the Week, and our other fabulous sponsors, such as Cynthia Phillips, your Alpha Insurance Agent, AK Rentals, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Michael's Flowers and Gifts, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, and Tommy Warhurst at the Warhurst Agency, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio.
I can see. If you feel the need to go, I won't stand in your way. Sit and think, drown and drink, sing this sad, sad song. You can bring me flowers, baby, when I'm dead and gone.
stall. Sing muse of the warning by the whistle. A night so dark in the waning. A dawn obscured by a slate sky raining. Five and 20 burglars by the reservoir. A teenage lookout on the signal tower. The mogul's daughter in hard time. The mogul fingers the wrong guy, alright. It was the perfect, 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 perfect crime. It was the perfect, the perfect, the perfect, the perfect, the perfect. The perfect crime. Shot.